want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello.
La, la, la.
Hello.
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 Oh, it's Larry.
I'm Larry of the Corner.
Larry of the Corner.
Larry, you know we go on vacation sometimes, right?
Sometimes not.
Yeah, but we do sometimes. We're not on vacation today.
Nope.
No, we're here, Larry.
And the Labor Day weekend is coming soon, so we'd probably be starting our vacation soon, right?
Probably, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is our way of telling everybody that, yes, it's our final show before vacation.
No contest.
No contest.
That's right. He's got it.
And while we're gone, Larry, are you still there? Larry?
Yes.
What will you be thinking about?
Oh, boy.
There it is. There's Larry.
Uh-huh.
I thought so, Larry. Just a boy? Just a boy?
No.
No? Who else? No.
Michael Jackson tonight.
Really?
What about him?
I want to see it all.
Wow, I had no idea, Larry.
Uh-huh. Well?
The nature of the beast.
Yes, must be.
Hey, Larry.
You got to be kidding me.
I know. You're so freaking old.
I'm the oldest person in a lot of places now.
Yes. And you look old, too.
I'm looking at a person I looked there, except for my hair gone gray, that I look older there than I feel now.
Larry, you're impotent, right?
Yes.
You take Viagra?
Yes.
Any chance any of that stuff works?
Nope.
You've even tried stuff like enemas, right? That doesn't work?
Nope.
Anything work?
Sometimes not.
Okay, so what happens? You're lying in bed.
I'm lying in bed.
Okay, and what do you think about?
The only thing I worry about is dying.
Huh.
Dying. Now, do you mean dying in bed?
Yes.
Like where you're not able to perform for your wife, Sean Southwick?
Yes.
If you die in bed, Larry, who do you want to be with you in bed?
Oh, sorry, Mike.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Thanks, Larry. Listen, see, the point is that we are going to be out of here for a couple of weeks, and I'm not going to be able to do that.
Right.
So I wanted to just get
you're
it out.
You're going to take the little machine with you so you can, like, put it through your own headphones?
I've already got it on my computer. I've had it on the computer for a couple of weeks now. As long as we've had the tapes, right. I've got it.
Don't you write sketches with it on your computer?
No, I've got it rotating now that whenever I sign on, and, you know, it's like sign on me or Frito or Bart, whoever, I get a different Larryism.
The Larry.
So, after I type in my key in my password, I'll get, "You gotta be kidding." And it's random. A lot of times, even on, like, when it's, "You've got mail,"
right?
It'll be, "You've got mail," followed by, "I like the climate."
Larry.
Oh, and
miss him.
Hold on a second. Now, here is another groaner wannabe, a guy with a groaner.
That wanted to call at the beginning of the show?
Yeah, but he's got a phone number, and Joe's got the phone number.
Okay. Well, it's already been set up.
Who is this, Jason?
Yes.
Jason, where are you calling from?
Baltimore.
See, I'm worried because we have a standard for our groaners, and I don't know if this guy's groaner can live up to our standard.
Yeah, Buzz, if he's putting his phone number on the line, what the heck?
Okay.
Oh, Robbie, hold on. Let me turn that microphone on. Hold on. There you go. Up and no. Hold on. There.
Is this Jason from the workout room?
I thought that's Beth Ann's.
No, I believe he's left town.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Hey, thank you. New menu.
That button is right next. You might get some free plugs.
Wow.
Because the Hank's Look Around Cafe button is right next to the button dedicated to our producer.
You know, even though I suggested that we use the other one, the sting one, I like that one better.
The Carrie Ann one?
Yeah.
Well, there's no doubt. It's a smoother edit. The Carrie Ann is much smoother edit.
Much smoother.
You know, someone with ears for this type of thing. Mm-hmm. No, but either way, we're talking about our producer.
And
And a day later, I still can't hear it.
That
damn. Amazing.
I like the most. They're seamless, Buzz.
Yeah, they really are.
Seamless.
Really.
Wall of sound. Brian Wilson would be proud. So would Phil Spector.
It's like trying to ask a parent to choose a favorite child.
I couldn't agree with
you. You cannot.
It's impossible.
All right, Jason, my friend, you've got a groaner. Now, you know the groaners that we get from the DJ prep service that we're still not paying for? They are sent to us under the heading completely lame groaners. And we know that they stink.
That's fine.
But you've got one. Now, what is the goal on this? To make us say, yeah, that's a good groaner?
I just want to get my friends to hear me on the radio and then get you guys to laugh. Basically.
Well, okay. Groaners don't traditionally make us laugh, though.
It's a bad start.
Yeah.
No, I think it's really almost
a no-win situation.
Which is why it's a good situation for us.
Because it's no-win.
Yeah. Or no-lose, right.
Depending
on your point
giving
of
a
view.
Phone number.
Or maybe we, you know... Correct.
We're basically just giving out a phone number.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the chance.
There's no, there's
that,
not.
There's that one in a gazillion. Yes, there is always a chance.
We have laughed at groaners.
There is a chance that we would laugh at his groaner.
I think out of all the groaners you've read since we started doing this, I think collectively we have all laughed at maybe two of them.
Mm-hmm. So he's got a shot.
That's all right.
Statistically, he's got a shot.
So you're telling them there's a chance?
Yeah, a small chance.
Okay.
All right, Jason, keeping in mind that we'll give out your phone number, and we're on the beginning of the long Labor Day party weekend.
Yes. So we're feeling festive. He couldn't be calling at a better time.
And what I'm saying is also with the Labor Day weekend, you're going to have people who are going to write the number down and just call you all weekend.
Amen.
All
holiday rates.
But having said that, go ahead.
Hello.
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 What is the hardest phone number to remember in Mexico? 911.
I'm giving it to him.
Yeah, he wins. I'm
giving it to
him. He took the format and he made us laugh. He hates it.
Now who's that?
That is good.
And here I was doubting.
You know what? And Mike, what did I tell you?
You were right.
There was a one in a million.
I hate admitting when you're right, but you were right.
You get it.
You hit a home run. We all laughed at that.
And I want to tell you today, in the prepared ones that they've got,
how do they step up?
There's a Juan joke in there.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact.
As a matter of fact, the Juan jokes are... Yeah, that's great.
Congratulations, sir.
Jason.
Thank you.
Now, Jason. Gosh, let me see. What can I give you in return?
We must have great prizes.
How about we air Rob Spiewak's home phone number?
Well, how about a picture of Rob?
A picture of Rob. Rob, one of your photos.
How about one of Rob's new headshots?
I'll give him one, sure.
Okay, a picture of Rob and also, $50, okay?
Hey.
Great.
Okay, enjoy. Thanks. Thank you, Jason.
Have a good vacation.
We shall. Oh, and everybody with a vacation, so you know. Mark your calendars. We'll be gone tomorrow. Then we'll be back on Monday, September 20. And then from there, it's all the way to Christmas. What, Mike?
I'm thinking, and I'm not trying to shamelessly plug you, but Rob's picture is going up in the restaurant.
Okay.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
That's two so far today.
No, you get by that.
Is it on the new menu?
That's in a special place.
I see.
It's going to be going in a special place.
Where?
It's going to go in the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah.
How nice.
It's going to go over the urinal.
Well, at least it's over the urinal.
Hello there. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is the original Michael Scott Shannon.
And I'm Mill Drysdale, president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I see fish.
Well, that must be Granny.
Granny. What's Carson Daly's favorite 70s band?
Which one is that?
Jethro Dull. Now, the next one, it's a pronunciation thing.
Okay, that's where the humor is.
Who's the guy who stars in The Passion of the Christ? It's Jim...
Caviezel?
Caviezel.
Caviezel. Mm-hmm. Thank you. What daredevil dresses up like Jesus to perform death-defying motorcycle stunts?
It's so funny.
Evil
Caviezel.
Okay, evil Caviezel.
You know, and I think because you said it, you asked that question, it worked a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
I suddenly am going in and out of Mildred's.
You should always... You should always stay in Mill Drysdale. Never leave.
That's what I told Jethro.
And finally, I've dedicated this to the winner of this little groaner thing we had a moment ago.
Good. Very good, Mr. Shannon.
What's a popular promotion on dinner entrees served at Mexican restaurants?
What is that?
Buy one, get one free.
I like one.
Yes.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Hi, Julian. Listen, who says miracles don't happen? That guy actually got us.
No.
Yes, he did.
That was not like a make us laugh thing.
No, it was a groaner.
From a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy.
Hi.
Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Must be whack.
I'll enjoy hanging around your bathroom. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. It's the Place to Be, and all the ships at sea. Expect a miracle every day. Don Geronimo and this man right here, going on vacation, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you.
Yeah. And hi, thanks for listening.
Hello.
Hi there, this is the Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Thursday, 09/02/04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Thank you, Buzz. Here's how you get in touch with us from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From Canada or from Mexico.
Yes.
800-636-1067. We've not yet gotten the call from Mexico.
You mean the other day was a phony? He wasn't really calling from Mexico?
No, I take it back.
The guy said was the guy.
No, I take it back. No, I take it back. I forgot that.
We've had Juan.
There is... Buzz!
Sorry.
Bingo! Buzz!
That's good.
That's too silly.
That's rich.
If we had one, you're right. There has been one from Mexico. From Washington, D.C. on WJFK-FM. Pleased to be calling us at 202-432.
I think you gave him a prize, too.
1067. Yeah, all right, the guy from Mexico.
And afterwards he said, of course, I won.
let's see. Poison Ivy up. And I get it, Mike. You just made another wand joke.
Yes, I
won.
Yes.
Poison Ivy update.
Yes.
It's on my neck.
Uh-huh.
It's on my forehead.
Yeah.
It's on both of my cheeks. My talk yesterday about how it was in my throat.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely psychosomatic.
Oh, good.
You're lucky.
Convinced that you had it in the roof of your mouth.
I was.
You thought it was getting worse.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
I'm glad.
There's nothing in there.
And it's on your cheek?
There's nothing in there, Hank.
I guarantee there's nothing in there, Hank.
Be glad.
Mike, there's another patch right there.
Yeah.
Another patch starting right there. So my face is going to be nice and splotchy. They gave me some cortisone.
Yeah.
I got a script. And, you know, let me just say this. Unlike many actors in Hollywood, and I have a SAG card, and Mike does as well, especially when I get a script from a doctor, there's never been a script I've turned down.
That's right.
There's never been a script that's been written.
You've never said that.
That I have not said.
How do they spell that?
Same way. It's just it's a short.
Why do they call it a script?
It's just short
for prescription.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Put an apostrophe on each end of that.
Because that's what the doctor said as he was walking. Okay, write him a script. Medrol dose pads, whatever the steroids are that I'm going to be taking for a couple.
Write him a script for Halcyon.
But the thing with my throat,
uh-huh.
They all looked at my throat. They all spent time with the mirror up in there, more than one person looking up in there.
Right.
And beyond the unanimous decision that even though I had had an Altoid, apparently the stress of the situation was giving me bad breath. Despite a unanimous decision.
See, there was commentary about the breath?
Yes, there was.
Well, it's morning.
There was. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, there is no poison ivy in this mouth.
Well, your forehead looks better. Let me see your neck. And your neck looks better. Except you've been scratching at your neck.
Yeah, you've noticed.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like you've done a little digging in there.
It happens.
It itches. Yeah, it's poison ivy.
It happens.
Yeah.
It itches, so I got the junk to put on. And anyway, that's the good news. I'm not dying. I've got it in the throat.
I got news for you.
I don't have it in the throat.
If you got it, everybody else has.
We've all got it.
Yeah. And
the way we do our pre-show here.
The way we do the pre-show in the office.
Yes,
the
pyramid. And
the pyramid.
Man, you're on your game today. Now, that's two for you.
Why should I not? Oh, Buzz, there you go. Why should I not eat mangoes?
No?
Joe just wrote this down. Like I was going to be eating mangoes anyway.
I don't like them.
Hello.
Why shouldn't I eat mangoes?
I don't know. That was, we get the experts, Don. That was an expert.
Joe, when anybody calls,
Joe,
with medical information, she hung up. Oh, she hung up.
But it's still up on the screen.
And all she said was, don't eat mangoes?
Yeah.
Joe. But, Joe, do you see the computer screen? Oh, you just took it off.
It dropped off of mine.
Okay. See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Thursday Joe.
That's somebody who we call kicking to the finish line.
Perhaps she was a lobbyist for the papaya organization.
I almost had a mango the other night.
Really?
But I didn't eat it.
I don't know that I've ever eaten a mango.
I've never had a mango.
I avoid them. And kumquats.
Mango.
They always stay,
yeah,
don't they?
They do. Every last one of them. They all stay.
I've never had a mango.
So the deal at my house is I'm going to play mother-in-law roulette right now.
This is exciting.
I'm going to play mother-in-law roulette. I'm pretty sure she's not listening to the show.
Oh.
Let's call and see if my mother-in-law is at my house now.
Let's see.
Fine.
I will give you odds. She, what do you got there, Robbie? Oh, here we go. Thank you. She's got some stuff that she needs to do. However, when I left the house today, she was ironing. And ironing like a fiend, and I think that may be moving on even to now, until the afternoon part.
So you're
of her day.
You're betting that she is so busy that she will not be listening to the show right now.
Yes.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to bet she's not only so busy she's not listening to the show, she may not be at my house right now, my mother-in-law. My wife's at work today.
If she is not listening to the show but is at the house, will she answer the phone?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, so what do you think?
Now, listen, I don't have any prior knowledge of this, I promise.
I'm betting she's listening to the show.
Mm-hmm. I bet she is.
At home?
Yes.
Wherever she is.
Rob...
I say she's not listening.
Rob, what's your bet?
I say she's not listening.
Rob's bet is that she's ready for 6 feet under.
No, I never said that.
Yeah, well,
no, I hope she's not listening.
I dig what the cross-eyed things mean. And I'm not talking about like the Chinese thing.
No, it's the X over the eyes.
Yeah, right. We do the X and the crosses there. You know. Okay, come on. Here we go.
Ringy ding as well.
Let's keep in mind.
Yeah.
There's always the outside shot. Rob's the winner. And of course, it's just the fact that she's got to get up and figure out how to work the phone. And
she's not home.
And I would be a gigantic winner, I think.
You'd be. Well, Rob could be the winner.
Oh, that means ain't nobody there. All right, you know what? Here we go. Wild card.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to call my mother-in-law on her cell phone.
Okay. She's listening in the car.
You think so?
I think so. You think she's listening in the car? Well, then I technically would win, too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, because I said she's listening at home.
Okay, here we go.
I just said listening.
Because here's all I know, and I want to say this in the nicest possible way.
Hello?
Ah, there she is. Hey, Big Frida. Hi, it's me.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, doing fine. Hey, where are you at right now? Are you out?
I'm out and about. I'm in Target.
She's in Target,
yeah.
Mike.
Oh, Target. What a wonderful store that is.
Boo, what are you doing in Target? I thought you were a Walmart person.
I don't know. There are no Walmarts around here, are they?
Yeah, but do you find
there is? There's a Walmart down on Route 7.
Darn, you can't. You just... Too many things to see.
Well,
no, I haven't been in. This is a humongous Target.
Yes, yes.
Good and for it, yeah. You know.
How are you finding the Target? Are you enjoying your experience there?
I'm finding everything I'm looking for.
Yeah, you do.
Which is not a whole lot.
You are, which is not a whole lot.
Well, it's because if she was looking for a whole lot, she'd find that.
You are manipulating.
I am doing those.
My mother-in-law.
I was asking a simple question. I said, are you finding everything you're looking for? She said, absolutely. And she said, it's humongous.
Yeah. Just let me ask you.
Can you hear me better now?
Big Frida, If given the choice, if both stores are next to each other, would you shop at Walmart or Target? Oh my God! Oh. The cell phone's going bad. Big Frida.
Oh, you got it. You can hear me.
We can hear you now. Which store would you go to?
Yeah. I think Target.
Oh,
yes. Can you hear that?
I love you, Big Frida. That is a knife through my heart.
That's a huge victory for me. That's an overwhelming pre-vacation victory for me.
Oh, he's speechless.
Damn, he is speechless.
Grandma, you know I love Walmart. I love going to the Walmart on Route 50.
She knows good quality.
He wanted you to be a Walmart person, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, hello. Oh, that's dead dear. Anyway.
Oh, what a shame.
I mean, the line's dead.
The phone. The signal.
Here's why we were playing that game, though.
Okay.
And this is, if you're playing at home, the home version of My Life. If you would have been a winner, and you could have cashed your ticket, if you would have bet that from the time I got up this morning, 5:30, until the time I left for work today, about 1 o'clock, my mother-in-law was in the house, in the room next to me, or in the room with me, virtually every moment of those 7 hours,
so nice.
With the exception of when I was either going to the bathroom or showering.
Why would that be?
I don't know. I just knew somehow, though, that once I left the house...
She would leave the house.
She would leave the house.
Mm-hmm. She likes being around you.
I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't... You know, and why...
It
why
doesn't
would
annoy
she?
You, though, does it?
I was just looking at my watch today, and, you know, and just thinking... You know, Jesus, you know, you've got these things you got to do. Not that I want to, you know. You know what it is.
She'll probably be out till about 7:30 this evening.
Oh, no. Come on, Mike, she's 80. This is 3:21 in the afternoon.
She'll probably be in her car waiting at the end of the driveway for you to drive in, and then she'll come in.
It's almost dinner time, isn't it?
It's 3:21 p.m., right. You know, it's going to be a Long John Silver special in 1 hour.
I was making a comment about the fact that she's going to shadow you. Around wherever you go.
Yeah. That's what I was meaning.
There. No, I don't. I just think that my point was that the schedules are kind of screwy. I was hoping. Well, not hoping is not the right word. I was wagering with myself. Do I think she'll leave?
No.
My wife had gone to work. Do I think that I'd be lucky enough that they both leave at the same time, or would she hang around and still be there?
No. Let me ask you. By the way, something.
And I love having her there.
Why you care? Why do you care that she's out? Is because she was next to you all day. You say she's probably going to, because I'm getting the impression that you said, she's finally going to leave when I leave. Is that where you know?
Which is, I love.
I
her.
Think the same. I know you do.
I love her.
Everybody needs alone time.
On your way to work, were you nervously checking your rearview mirror?
No,
sudden side streets.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? That was my only point.
Uh-huh.
Today when I was at home, I gave me like 1,000 ounces. Don't you have to go do this? Don't you have to? You know, how bad if I help with it? No.
Because you like your alone time when your wife goes to work.
Yeah, I'm fine like this. And you know, bless her heart, she comes by. She's 80. She comes by with the newspaper and says, "Did you see this?" And I say, "Yes, I did."
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, she says, "Oh, well, because it says this. It says that this." And I said, "No, I read it. I saw it," and she's trying to be helpful.
Trying to help you with your show prep?
Yes, by the third time that I say I read it, she still is insisted on saying, okay.
Well, isn't the third time you say it, don't you, isn't your tone something like, I read it!
Anything but, Mike.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anything but.
Sweet as can be. You know what it is? Old people, especially, they get lonely, and they just want to talk to anybody about anything.
And here's all she wanted to do. Even though I had read it, all she really wanted to do was read it to me.
Yes.
Right. And I spent...
I agree with Buzz. I think people like to do that. I think lots of people like to read things out of the newspaper.
Uh-huh.
And you and I probably are very similar. One of my pet peeves is I hate to be read to. I hate people reading things to me out of the newspaper.
Some people don't like
it. It's huge in my family, too.
I tell you what pisses me off with my wife. When we're looking at something on the web, and I say to her, okay... Hello, slow reader, scroll down, hello, done with this page, and she'll go, shut up, I'm reading it, shut up, and I'm like, come on, scroll down.
That reminds me, I forgot to do my thing today.
Oh, hey, Here's the latest piece of junk Mike bought from the internet.
Yeah, I'm supposed to do it, I think, every other day. I did it the first day. I did my first lesson.
Mike got a speed reading course from the an infomercial on the internet.
IQ, have you seen it? IQ, no. Pam Dauber. Pam Dauber sells it.
Haven't you bought a speed reading thing before?
Oh, two or three.
Oh, yeah, you bought the one where you're supposed to listen to the tapes in your car.
Tore right through them.
Yeah, but they didn't work.
That didn't work? This will work,
this
though?
Works. Good. This worked for me.
I just wanted to point out with my
I'm going to try to read like 5 books on my vacation.
Good luck, Evelyn.
Yeah. Here's where I was going
this
with that.
This is where you follow the basketball, and it goes click, 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 and you follow it all around the computer, and then it's a sight reading, and it strengthens your hand-eye thing. And I've only had my first lesson, and I've improved my reading 2 words per minute.
No kidding.
There, yes, go. I have.
So almost double.
Congratulations, Corky.
Absolutely. But I don't know, because it gets to the point where you really have to read the words fast, and I zone out. I'm mm-hmm. not with it. But I follow the little... I really am getting good at following the light bulbs.
You know the...
They have light bulbs, tennis balls, basketballs.
That's fun.
The speed reading, that's all junk, though.
What do you mean speed reading?
That whole speed reading thing. Is it going to teach you to read real fast?
Well, I want to read faster. I want to improve my read. Right now, I'm at 390 words a minute or something like
How's
that.
How's your comprehension?
My comprehension, I scored 100% on the test.
I think it's...
On the light bulb test?
They have you read something after you do it, and then you see what the comprehension... And it was about Plato and Socrates, stuff that I had forgotten.
Right.
And I aced it.
Socrates. Uh-huh. And Plato.
If you don't double your speed, do you get your money back?
You said the big thing they say is 1,000 words per minute.
Do they say what kind of words?
What? A goal. That's a goal.
That seems to be the big bell mark. Yeah, benchmark.
And if you don't get it?
Bellwether, benchmark. See, if I could read faster, I'd know all these sayings.
But will you eventually get your money back if it's no good?
No, here's why, because Mike never sends anything back.
I've never sent anything back that I've gotten.
No.
I've never been dissatisfied with any product. Except for that antenna.
The thing that turns your house into the antenna.
But we got a show out of it because we were able to smash it in the parking lot.
I remember that. It turns your entire
house
into an
antenna. But I will tell you, the rotisserie oven, I have used...
Oh, it's fantastic.
30 times.
What about the Showtime, not the Showtime rotisserie oven, but the convection oven?
You mean the Jetstream oven?
Yeah, the Dave Dornbush.
Yeah, you were in love with that.
I wouldn't be able to tell you where that is. That wasn't as satisfying as the rotisserie.
Dave Dornbush called in.
And the food saver. I got the food saver.
Yeah. How's that working out for you?
I have no idea where that is.
Dry clothes.
I think I threw that out.
Hey, I know we're on this topic. If I could just mention about my mother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You'd get the wrong impression.
I bet she'd like the rotisserie oven.
Oh, she'd love it. And I love her.
How fast does she read?
I just thought very slow. I just thought that it was interesting that today she was there the whole time that I was there, and that even though she had told me she had stuff that she had to do,
mm-hmm.
I was playing the odds. I was pretty sure that when I called home,
you wanted a little solitude.
No, she'll save that.
Yeah, just a little bit.
You like to be left alone.
Yes.
You truly do. I mean, if there's anything you like more than anything else, when you're out of here, you want to be left alone.
Yeah, I do.
You can be bothered a million times by telephone. You don't
Absolutely.
Bother that. You don't
anyway, just so it's not misunderstood, I just thought it was being funny. You know, is she going to be there or not?
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't. She was out. And, here we go. Here we go. Joe says we have a crazy lady on the phone.
Oh, good. I doubt it.
A crazy lady?
I don't think I'm a crazy lady.
You don't sound like a crazy lady.
I didn't think so. But, you know, consider the source. It's Joe.
Right.
I did have a question for you guys. I wanted to know, who do you think is most pompous? Jerry Lewis, Jerry Seinfeld, Larry King, or Billy Crystal?
Ooh. Now, why would that... That is a completely lucid question.
Well,
they're all individuals.
Mike, I only ask you to look on this. I cannot say the name.
Right.
Simply look on the computer I look at the name that Joe has given this woman. Can you see it's line number... might be a danger sign to me?
Yes, absolutely.
Let me just say, I don't think your name starts with the letter C, does it?
No.
All right.
Okay, well, that's the name that was written.
It's also a tough question. When you're talking about Seinfeld, Jerry Lewis.
No, it is. Hold on.
It's Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, Jerry Lewis.
Absolutely.
Hold on. I would like to rethink it, though.
Mm.
Give it to me again. Who are they?
Well, I just figured Larry King, you know, has been on my mind a lot this week. So
nobody,
Larry King.
No, I don't think, I think Rob's right. I think nobody, when you really think about it, nobody touches.
Can I hear them all again, though?
Okay.
Okay. Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes, he's pompous.
Jerry Lewis.
He's pompous.
Larry King.
He's very pompous.
Billy Crystal.
Tough, isn't it? I mean, it's a good, good list.
Just personal? I go with Billy Crystal.
Oh, there's no way you can have anybody that can even approximate.
It's subjective.
Jerry Lewis.
I will say this. I think someday Billy Crystal may surpass Jerry Lewis.
I'd like to hear it debated on Jew to Jew.
I would say Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld may eclipse Jerry Lewis.
No, but you see, but Seinfeld lately, thank God, he's been quiet.
Right.
No, yeah, you can search him
but
out.
But you guys have some classic tapes to him. You know?
True. I mean, think about that audience as a child tape.
That's
You
can't give them what they want.
Still, it's Jerry.
Think about the Intergovernment.
Yeah,
that's when Jerry Lewis talked about the voices in his head.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm staying
nobody. Hold on,
Jerry Lewis.
Let me just throw in Larry, and don't forget.
Yeah, Larry.
I'm curious. I'm Larry from the corner.
Name dropping. But Jerry Lewis on pure statements that he makes.
Yeah,
with being so out of touch.
Well, you know, I voted Billy Crystal because I seek out that information, like on Billy Crystal, the articles where Billy Crystal loves talking about being Billy Crystal.
Yeah. And when Larry is self-deprecating, and I know it's by design, that sort of deflates his pomposity.
He does. It means,
and it's by design. But
by design means he's aware, at least aware.
Yes.
Of it, which Jerry Lewis is not.
I need you for the potty, and I need you for the sex.
I would tell you one great thing about this show is that there's no pomposity on this show.
That's right.
None.
No.
You're radio gods, and yet you don't act like the radio deity that you are.
You are
That's
correct.
Right.
Nobody's better at being humble.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See you later.
Meanwhile, the newsman's got a no-hitter going in the other room.
Yeah, I've noticed.
He really does.
I have noticed. Jennifer, this is the Don and Mike Show. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
You wanted to know about the mango and your poison ivy?
Yeah. Well, that was another thing that Joe the Genius put up on the screen.
Yeah, the mango is related to the poison ivy. So when you pick the fruit off the tree, where the stem was attached, some sap will start to seep out, and if that sap gets on you, it'll make you sick.
Now, if someone picks the mango for him, is he okay?
Yeah.
Well, he can eat the mango. What you do after you pick it is you got to scrape that end
off. What medication is he on?
I don't
know.
What medication?
Whatever it is, give me five.
Who knew?
All right, thank you, Jennifer.
Never say no to a script.
Bye-bye.
He is kind of goofy today.
Hello, Damien?
Yeah.
Only taking this because I love the name. Damien, what's up?
Yeah. Hey, man, look here. Excuse me, gentlemen. I have one of those mother-in-laws. Every morning we all live together. She reads to me, man, about the cost of mustard, and it's on sale, and she missed it, and toilet paper. And, you know, man, I got another 20 years of this, man, so it's going to be complete hell for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, it's what people of that generation live for.
But here's the deal. Are you living with the mother-in-law because it's her house?
No, it's my house.
Oh, it's your house. So you're stuck with her.
You don't have to put up with that.
Welcome to the club.
I'm stuck with her.
Until she dies.
Yeah. What do you know about Ovoplex, man?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay.
What should I know?
About what?
It's Ovoplex. It's something my wife picked up from me. It's supposed to enhance the big O for men.
Okay, I'll check into it.
Once again, who's your one-stop pharmacist?
That's
Buzz Burbank.
And that stuff, I've read that stuff doesn't work.
See you later. Thank you for the call. And on vacation, you know, speaking of Buzz, keep this razor-sharp wit of yours out.
I shall try.
Because I'm going to be spending, as it turns out on this vacation, a lot of time with Buzz and with Marsha.
Mm-hmm.
Because Frida and Big Frida are doing the thing to Italy.
Right.
So I'm going to be by myself, and Buzz and Marsha have graciously accepted my wife's invitation to be my buddies.
Right, that's good. Yeah.
So that's I fun. Think we're going to be spending time together, like at the ocean, and then going to the homo wedding.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and
right. We're all going to be there for that.
And Buzz is going to go to a football game with me. It'll be the first time in 21 years since you have been to a football game.
Yeah, that's true. And are we going to call each other and coordinate as far as what we wear to the gay wedding party?
It says dress to kill on the invitation.
What else do you need to know?
Just cool stuff?
I think I'm going to dress cool. I don't think I'm necessarily going to go traditional.
I'm going to go Armani because I have one Armani suit.
Well, I'm going to do what I usually do.
What's that?
Whatever fits. Limited selection.
I think you'll find something beautiful.
I think maybe I'll buy something new.
We're going to the
Maybe that'll be a fun activity on the vacation.
This is
an occasion for that.
On the vacation, one of the things we're going to be doing on September 11th is going to the wedding with the two guys with the Bush girls, even though I'm not supposed to say the Bush girls are going to be there anymore.
Right, right.
So everybody's excited because we're all going. We're all going.
Very, very exciting.
Did you ever solve that other problem, Buzz?
Yes, taken care of.
Okay. I guess we won't get into that, then.
Okay, very good.
We won't. Anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing lots of Buzz and Marcia on this vacation. I'll also see lots of Rob and his family and his kids during this vacation.
Right.
I'm just going to be missing out on you, Mike.
Well, we'll see each other at the wedding, and Rob has got two words for me.
What's that?
Jockey silks. You can never go wrong.
Yeah, that'll look good. You can never go wrong.
Fantastic.
Hey, listen, how does everybody like their fantasy teams? Did you go to the website to see, to fill out your roster and junk? Did you do that, Mike?
Feel pretty good. I mean, for the team.
Yeah, right, for the team.
Our thing. Yeah, no.
You didn't go and look?
No.
Oh, I'm so ready for it.
No, I mean, it's. Do we have to have it? We don't have to have a team put in yet.
Not till next Thursday.
Right.
Until next Thursday.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go into the details of how I'm running my team this year.
Good for you. And I know the details. The details are Jay Dubs is running it, right?
Jay Dubs will be handling the lineups week to week.
Correct.
So he's really not just a GM, he's a coach.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys.
But I will take full credit because I hired him.
Well, anyway, I'm into it. However, I do want to bring up one thing. Hold on, I'll talk to this guy first. Mark?
Yeah, guys. Hey, I want to do take bets on your porno rentals in your alone time on vacation. I was thinking 10, maybe.
Can I tell you something? That because of the library that I built up over the years due to my friendship with Buzz Burbank,
right?
I think I've got like 14 or 15 go-to nows.
That's
really?
A good collection.
At home. And sadly, without ever speaking about it, that we've never spoken about what I like in these films, Buzz, over the years, has seemed to capture exactly what it is that I'm looking for.
I've thought about it a long time.
In a particular genre of those films.
I think I've got movies lying around, but I haven't put a DVD on, and I can't...
Yeah, I see fish.
I have rented, because of the convenience of just pressing the button on your remote.
That is convenient.
And I'll do it just to look at it.
I'll tell you what's queer, though. No pun intended, because I don't watch gay videos. Is that in my system? I have to watch them through my Xbox because I don't have a DVD player.
That's sort of
in there.
Fitting, actually. That's somehow a little sick too.
So what happens is I'm sitting down ready to watch a porno DVD, and the thing comes on, and goes, boom, Xbox, and then to run the remote control, I have to use the Xbox remote control. So it's like it's like a little kid.
You're playing a porno video.
Remote control.
Have you ever tried to control what they're doing with your remote control? Does that work?
However, I'll say this about the Xbox: if you watch a DVD with the Xbox and you've got that little thing to plug in and work it as a DVD, you can go up to 32 times faster than they are on the screen.
Really?
Yeah. And man, can you fast forward? You fast forward through
all the good parts.
Yeah, yeah. And it takes you like 3 minutes to find something you like. You go, whoa, back that up. Right on. Back it up.
None of that needless gyrating.
All right, Mark, there you go. There's the answer.
Okay. Love you guys.
I got plenty at home. Thank you, my friend.
I don't know which is more disturbing, that Xbox thing or the guy calling to know how many we're going to rent.
How many are you going to rent? And, what else did I want to say? Oh, yeah, so we're going to the gay wedding on vacation.
Yeah.
Then Buzz and I are going to the Tampa Bay Redskins game.
Yeah.
First time in over 20 years he's been to a game. And, Mike, by the time we get back, when we're back on September 20th, I would like a prediction now. Will the Red Sox be closer or farther behind than 5.5 out, which they are right now on our bet?
They'll be closer. They'll be closer.
They will be closer.
Yeah. I've got to check the schedule and find out if by that time they will have gone head-to-head. They've got 6 more meetings, the Yankees and the Red Sox. Yankees bounced back last night, but the Red Sox won their 8th in a row. And the Red Sox are beating one of the hottest teams in baseball right now. So I will say that I think they're going to be closer. And who knows, by that time we might have a couple of face-to-face meetings against the Yankees.
So. Maybe so. So it looks like that.
Right now they play the Yankees six times. They're 3.5 games in back of them, so really anything can happen.
And we, listen, trust me, I love football, I love baseball, but we're not a sports show. But this is the one time of the year when you should pay attention to the standings.
Oh, yeah.
Especially now, the last couple of weeks, because the bet is that Mike made back in February?
Yeah.
That the Red Sox would win the AL East.
By two games.
By two games.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited now because the Red Sox are very in control of the wild card, too, which is very exciting for me.
The loser gives Tom Gavin a full-body massage. Tom is nude. There's a towel involved.
I'm not so happy about it that I'm not cringing at that thought.
You have to do glutes, feet, shoulder, face, and we decided that you can wear CSI gloves.
Yes, surgical gloves.
Surgical gloves.
So and a box of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, to be replaced.
Because I believe I'll take gloves off or you'll take gloves off after each body part.
Goggles. I hope that Tom doesn't have a latex.
And I'd like a scented oil. Yeah.
I think in the bet we decided that whoever loses provides their own oil.
So. All right, I've got some oil at home. Goggles and a mask, not a bad idea.
Like a peanut oil?
No, I've got real oil.
P-Y-O-O.
I've got a fun oil.
Oh. Yeah. I think I'm going to use 10W-40.
I gave
some nice Quaker steak.
Some sesame oil.
Oh, listen, we got a break.
PG product.
Oh, when we come back, a guest who's booked on this show because we like him. And he works for CBS, and CBS didn't push us on this.
Very good. Wow.
So a guy that we like from CBS.
Excellent.
That's a very small club, incidentally.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There was a time when parents and kids communicated during the day by leaving notes on the fridge.
Then the cell phone came along.
But when you're driving, fiddling with a handset phone to call your kids is not the safest idea.
Which is why OnStar Personal Calling makes so much sense.
OnStar Personal Calling is a hands-free phone that's built into OnStar-equipped vehicles.
Voice-activated dialing and hands-free operation keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel.
It offers better connectivity in areas with limited cell reception because it has more broadcast power and an externally mounted antenna.
And there's no phone to hold, no battery to recharge, and no additional long distance or roaming charges, which I like the best.
Minute packages start under $15, and you're not bound by a separate contract.
1 year of the OnStar Safe and Sound plan, which includes a wide range of safety features, is included with the purchase of It's included with the purchase of any new OnStar equipped vehicle.
Go to the blue button on OnStar to order minutes. Go to OnStar.com if you don't have it.
The Don and Mike Show.
I
need
a blue button.
WKHK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given.
My man.
Because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
The Don and Mike Show.
As always, he's correct.
More entertaining than a litter of acrobats. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, so now we're waiting for this guy named Dave Price to call us. Here's the story of this guy, who I'm sure many of you don't know. He's on the CBS Good Morning Get Your Ass Out of Bed show.
And he's a funny chap.
Yeah, when we were on in New York, and that awful experience, when we would go up there and live up there like 3 days a week, of course, what do? We watch TV, and we watch the local Fox Good Morning, Get Your Ass Out of Bed show.
Well, you did.
Yeah, and Rob did, and,
right. and I did.
And Buzz did. Yeah.
Right, well, you all did. I didn't watch it.
I
don't know this guy out of a lineup, I'll be honest with you.
Really?
I've seen him, like, on the CBS show. He's funny. You'd like him.
A lot of times when Mike would awake, he'd watch The Price is Right.
I would watch The Price is Right at 11 o'clock.
Anyway,
news from Bob.
We would all meet in the morning. This is back when we did the midday time shift.
Right.
So we'd meet in the morning for breakfast, and the topic would be, hey, did you see this goofy guy on Channel 5 that, like, jumped into the vat of Alka-Seltzer today out on, on 57th Street, wherever it was.
Right.
And as it turns out, we thought the guy was real funny. I don't know if he knows anything about the weather. He was funny.
Yeah. He's a very, very funny guy.
So he gets hired by CBS to be on their Good Morning show,
mm-hmm.
which has...
On the network.
You know, oh, Julie Chen, looking so good always, Julie Chen. Oh, I bet this is him. I bet this is Dave Price right now. Hey, Dave.
Yo,
Dave Price. It's Don and Mike. How are you?
Don and Mike, what's going on?
Dave, they tell us you're down in Miami. Is that right?
Well, actually, we just landed in Orlando, and we're on our way over to Cocoa Beach.
You got to Cocoa Beach, okay.
I got to tell you, I just spent the last 20 minutes online for gasoline.
Wow.
Well, listen, before we ask you about the weather, which is not why we wanted to have you on.
Thank God.
Yeah. Listen, here's the deal. When our show was on in New York, and we would travel to New York, we would watch you on Channel 5, and we always thought you were real funny. And we were very excited when you got the gig with the CBS Morning Show. And we watch you now, and we don't think enough people know about you. So we just wanted...
Oh, you guys are awesome!
...to give you some pub. And tell you, you know, can you be crazier on the show like you were on Channel 5?
Well, you know, before I do the network show, I do a local show in New York on WCBS on Channel 2, and you, and I'm the same, you know, nut job that I was on Fox 5.
Good.
When I get onto the network, I do tone it down a little, just because, I think it's going to take a little while for people to get to know me before I can, you know, really begin to, let go of my inner psychotic.
So you think maybe eventually you can move into the great direction of guys like Willard Scott and maybe show up on the set in the Carmen Miranda wig?
See, Mike, hold on.
See, yeah, that's what I'd like to do. It's either a Carmen Miranda wig or some sort of lingerie or with a Smucker's container.
See, I saw him do stuff like jump into vats of goo and jump into a big thing of 1,000 Alka-Seltzers.
Well, it's tough to jump right into that on the network. It really is.
Yeah. All right. Listen, here's the net of it. Here's my take on it. I don't know what you guys think. There's enough bad news in the world. You know, the economy, the war, elections, hurricanes. Why not take 5 minutes out of a news show and laugh?
Yeah, absolute. No, good idea.
I wish they would let you do that.
I'd also like to see him needle the anchors.
You know what? If some critic somewhere says, oh, you know what, he's a goofball, or so it is.
So what?
And listen, here's another thing. Not that I don't enjoy you on CBS, but when I watched you on this Fox thing, you have that old anchor guy who was
Jim Ryan?
Let me just tell you something. That guy is a gem.
I bet you guys looked like you had a great rhythm there. You really did.
Here's the thing. You would quite often, he was this guy with gray hair who was definitely out of it. And something would be said that would go like 20 miles over this guy's head. And by the time he caught up in his like Ted Baxter-y way, it would be great, because then you would say something that really was so cruel and so evil and funny,
which we loved,
that it would go over his head. But I, as a viewer, would say, oh, look, hey, he just pretty much said that this guy's incontinent.
Yep, but you know what? That was his brilliance.
Yeah.
What, the fact that he's incontinent? Anyway, just wanted to say we're big fans.
Hey, let me just tell you something. Here's the deal. I want to be on your show whenever. If you guys need weather, I'm there. If you guys want to chat, I'm there. First of all, I was riding with my producer, John D'Amelio, and he said, oh my God, you're on their show. He's right here next to me. How much do you love them, John? I love Don and Mike.
Oh, that's Listen good. That's that. Very nice of him to say that.
Well, this
John So are you going to... Dave, I have to ask you a question. Are you going to, for the foreseeable future, be sent into the teeth of whatever killer storm is bearing down on the United States?
Yeah, I'm planning on tying myself to Dan Rather. we're down here, and we're down here for the duration. I think this is going to be ugly. I mean, there's nothing stopping it. The winds are still sustained at about 145 miles per hour. So, if this thing doesn't begin to break up or kind of hug the coastline. You should see, as we landed in Orlando, so many houses are covered with blue tarp.
Right.
That's from Charlie.
Right.
And if this thing rolls on through, it's going to be devastating.
I know you hope not, but listen, on one hand, it does mean a lot more FaceTime for you. I mean.
Well, that's right.
You will be the lead.
But worst of all, you know, if God forbid this thing rolls on through, I could get stuck at Disney World for 5 days.
See, I'm telling you, this guy is a diamond in the rough on CBS. Well, Dave,
I really appreciate. You know what? It is so kind of you guys to call. And seriously, I would love to develop an on-air friendship with you guys and be on the show whenever some other guest cancels and you just have no other option.
And you said it best, an on-air friendship.
That's exactly what we
Not
a real life.
Not a real friendship.
Not at all. We should pretty much stay away from one another.
Amen. Amen, brother.
All right, well, Dave, just know you have some fans here.
Yeah. Well, you're the best. And again, if you guys need anything, please give me a buzz. You have my number, and just please don't make it collect again.
Okay. All right, stay safe down there.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, be well. Take care.
See you later. Bye-bye. Yeah, that was my thing, Mike. I like that guy.
Yeah, I know him, and I was joking before. I have seen him. I've seen him on both shows, and he is one of the real original funny guys.
And he's got an uphill battle because first off, he's on
CBS. Right.
Second off, he's not black.
Right.
And you got to be black to be a weatherman in the morning.
In the morning.
And I was going to say you had to be fat. But since Al Roker had that stomach staple thing,
Tony Perkins is one of the funniest guys I've ever met. And Tony, you get into that network thing, and man, he's probably dealing with the same thing Tony deals with.
Yes, you know what?
They come down and say, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. It's
amazing. You know, you're probably absolutely right. Probably even more so with Tony Perkins.
Right.
Yeah.
Tony was
that guy.
People don't know that. Tony was a stand-up comedian. I mean, and they come in, you get into that network environment, and it's just like, you know, you got to keep it in. It's like that guy. He's a funny guy. I would send the serious guy down to cover that, you know, because
right. He
ought to be back in New York.
Well, the thing is, they're trying to give him some credibility.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
The weather
guy. That's the thing.
Good luck.
That's
but the thing is, I'll remember him as the guy in New York who jumped into the big vat full of Alka-Seltzer.
And
I actually got up and went downtown to see him do it, and it had nothing to do with the weather.
No, of
just
course
to
not.
Do it.
Yeah. Well, these are the scary part of the world, right? I mean, they're talking about.
He sounded nervous.
They're talking about this hurricane if it has the potential of just being a. Like a little tornado going up the whole coast of Florida.
But he did sound uptight, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
I bet if you see the blue tarps, you get a little uptight.
Yeah, I bet.
With the weather, and there's no doubt it's going to hit. But I have less and less faith in the forecasting.
Of hurricanes?
Of weather in general.
Well, yeah, of course.
I mean, but even with the hurricanes, as you saw with that one, that Charlie was supposed to go to Tampa, then it goes somewhere else. I mean, they love the projections about where it might be and where it... Mm-hmm. But listen, I just wish they would just say, we really don't know.
Yeah.
If you live anywhere from here to here...
Well, it's funny when you see the cone that they like to show.
Yeah,
the cone has the whole state of Florida.
Yeah,
pretty much.
It's the state. I mean,
thank you.
That's
the length of the state.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Everywhere.
But what they're saying is the storm has a direct track right now as far as we can tell, unless it moves another way. So what they're saying, from Miami
right. All
the way to South Carolina.
Yeah, and it's just this big waffle
and
cone.
What I don't appreciate is the fact that they don't acknowledge the fact that it's a gigantic area of thousands of miles,
right?
And it's a horrible storm, but we really have no idea until it gets right up here in our faces where it's going.
I was watching the Weather Channel today, and it just is incredible. You know, they all develop out in the Atlantic off the coast of Africa, and you're seeing these storms that are just going boom. I mean, it looks like a Play-Doh machine.
Oh, and on the weather,
spitting them out. I mean, it's just spitting these out. They're like three more
on the Weather Channel. Right. I mean this.
Mm-hmm.
They get excited.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean just weather excited.
No.
I mean...
physically excited.
Excited. Because, you know, here's the format on the Weather
Channel. Men and women.
Here's the format on the Weather Channel.
Right.
Hot chicks.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times, hot pregnant chicks.
Lots of pregnancies at the Weather Channel.
Mm-hmm. With...
they've been hanging out with Soledad O'Brien.
With guys who couldn't make it on a local station.
Right. Soledad O'Baby.
So they think that they're on a national thing. Because they all talk like this. We got from the Northeast. But when they get something like this, when it's another one coming up the coast. I mean.
Get me Cantori. Get Cantori on the line.
And he was. Last night,
where's he? Is he down in Florida already?
Is he in Daytona Beach?
Yeah, of course he is.
Last night, when I'm watching, and they're very careful.
I can be in Miami in 2 hours.
They treat him much like Ed Sullivan did to Elvis. Oh. They don't shoot Jim Cantore from the waist down because sure you would be able.
Yeah, you'd be embarrassed.
Yeah.
It would be a network, even though it's not a big network. It'd be a network television embarrassment.
Because you're right, that guy Jim Cantore, who desperately needs hair plugs or something.
Yeah, but he works out so much he doesn't need it.
He stands and goes, well, right now, as you can see, it's quiet behind me. And what I love is when he's doing his super important, I'm going to tell you something, and my brow is going to be frowning.
Right.
And then you see some kids, like, behind them.
Surfing.
And they...
Flying the kites.
Kids, yeah. The kids last night were just like typical little kids, but they were behind him going, yay, yay, we're on the TV, we're on the TV.
His and big thing now is, okay, we're gonna do one more report. We're probably going to lose power here, but I'll tell you right now, we got the truck out, and we're going to try to do the best we can.
Here's what he said last night when the kids were dancing in behind him. He said, despite what you might see behind me, these youngsters who are not old enough to know the ramifications of a storm
this.
He's
serious, man. Yeah. They're back there flipping them off.
And he's got on his, and we kid Buzz about his t-shirts.
Right.
He's got on
oh,
his.
Oh, sure. He likes to show the bod.
Jack LaLanne, Simon Cowell shirt that is so friggin' tight, and he's got
which will be soon replaced by his Weather Channel windbreaker.
Yes. Got his Storm Stories hat.
Maybe he'll strap himself to a solo flex.
I'm Jim Cantore. And with that, what I love is when they go to one of the weather experts, one of those old guys that looked like they went to a went to a graveyard somewhere.
And they're clueless.
And they just started opening up graves and said, hey, this guy's not too decomposed.
Let's bring in our hurricane center expert. Run. It'll hit Florida.
Oh, Mike, hold on. We have on the phone a sister of one of the gay guys that's getting married on September 11th.
We'll see her there.
Yes, here is Beth May. Hi, Beth May.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
My husband is so excited that you guys are coming. He has been a big fan for 17 years.
Well, we're going to have a blast. We're all coming and we're all looking forward to it.
Yeah, he could not believe it when my brother called and said that he was going to be on the radio on Monday.
Sounds like it's going to be the party of the decade.
I tell you, my brother's like, it's going to be fierce, and I just can't wait to see it all.
Yeah, you know, I was talking with Beth Ann, and we're not supposed to talk about the fact that some people might be there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Might or might not.
But anyway, it's turning into one of those things where everybody wants to go it's going to be the place to be seen. And
the place to be. Isn't this great?
We never get invited anywhere. So we're excited to be coming to this wedding.
Yes.
And I don't know about you guys, it'll be my first ever gay wedding.
This is exciting. It'll be fun.
Oh, and listen, I want...
It'll be a first for all of us.
Do we have to watch them kiss?
What do you mean, have to watch them kiss?
Have to.
I'm going to be taking the little thing on the glass and hitting it so that they'll kiss. You know, the ding, 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 ding. And I'm going to be doing it when I'm sitting next to you. Every time.
So have you guys decided what you're going to wear?
I'm going to wear jockey silks at the suggestion of Rob.
I'm going to wear a nice suit.
Uh-huh. Actually, I might wear pajamas.
What about for the after party?
What do you mean? Oh, the after party?
The swimwear optional.
We didn't know that there was a swimwear optional party. Hey, hold on.
Really?
Do you know what we look like? I don't think you want us at a swimwear option. I mean, we'd be glad to watch.
Oh, you bet we will.
Sure.
Really?
A swimwear optional party.
But
is it going to be all guys?
I don't know.
Is it going to be all...
No, there are going to be a lot of women there, too,
it's
right?
On the invitation, he says that, you know, that there is a pool and that swimwear is optional, so...
Yeah, but, you know, be my luck, it'd be all gay guys wanting to get in the pool.
Yeah, D&Bs running around, like, lapping in the breeze.
There's two ways to interpret that mm-hmm. it's optional if you want to bring swimwear because you don't have to swim.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But, or you can swim with or without swimwear. Yeah. Which, you know your brother, which way do you think he meant it?
I don't know. I think Irwin was the one that put that in the invitation.
Let me ask you, because you're closer to the situation. Are there going to be plenty of women there?
Well... I know that my mother and I and Irwin's mom will be there.
Beth Ann will be there.
I'm sure that
there's,
you know,
be a
people
lot of
that
gay guys, Mike.
I mean, they work in the hairdressing business, right?
A lot of Irwin's coworkers are young ladies, so yeah, I'm
well,
sure
there you
that
go.
They'll be.
Either way, it'll be fantastic. We're looking forward to it, Beth May.
It should be a really, really good time. I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Right, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Dress to kill.
Bye.
Distracted.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here you go.
Distracted.
I think she figured out she was on the radio about halfway through.
And just stopped.
Hello? Danielle?
Yes?
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my dad's in Broward County in Florida.
Yes, ma'am.
They're saying down there that this is supposed to be the worst hurricane to ever hit Florida.
Oh, I hope not. God, I hope not. It looks nasty.
Now, here's my question. Who's they saying this?
The people on the news.
Who?
The people on the news.
The evil people on the news.
Beth May said it wasn't going to be that bad.
Well, we got a newsman right here. What's the latest that you
say?
The storm is three times the size of Charlie.
Oh, wow.
All right, well, maybe it'll be bad. I mean, I'm not discounting the fact that I'm not trying to show any.
I want to also say
anybody listening down there that might be going through this.
Because if you're going through it, you're going through it. But right. I mean, when you're talking about a hurricane too, you're talking about three times the actual destructive area of a hurricane is not. You know, as you can have a hurricane that's massive.
Although I just have to say something. This is in such poor taste.
If the center of it is three times.
Danielle, thank you for the call.
Yeah. They're under a mandatory evacuation there.
Well, that happened. The last with Charlie. We wish everybody the best of luck down there.
This though was in such poor taste. Thank you. This is in such poor taste on the Weather Channel. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, this morning when they're coming back from the break and it says coming up next, it was after the local on the 8th.
Right.
Coming up next, hurricane update. The first commercial they go to is for Battery, the battery with the bunny.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the commercial. It's a mailman delivering mail in a hurricane. So he's walking down the street, and boats are flying by him,
right.
And people are flying by him, and a car is flying by him.
Oh, my God.
And when he finally...
Good timing.
Know your audience.
And the mailboxes that he's trying to get the mail into are flying away, and finally he gets to one mailbox while seriously, a hurricane is happening around him,
right.
And he's able to get the mail in, and then the little bunny comes across and says, always there, always working. And if the commercial hadn't come while we were in the middle of hurricane coverage, I'd say it's a pretty cute idea.
But perhaps bad placement?
Yeah.
Bad timing. Wow. Well, I wish everybody the best down there. I mean, it's a scary-looking storm when you look at it on TV.
Yeah. Over a million people evacuated so far.
A million, and that's more than the last time.
Yeah, a little more.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And hold on, Will in Las Vegas. Will, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, my brothers, how you doing?
I figured also it was the wrong time to ask Dave Price to say hi to us on TV. Thing is, tomorrow he'll be down there doing that thing.
Yeah, he'll probably have a few more things to, as he said, tied to Dan Rather.
Although it would be wacky if he was like, yes, and here we are.
Down here. Hi, Don and Mike.
A lot of people are watching.
Wouldn't that be
Well, Renee, it looks pretty bad down here. I'm having trouble holding on to this. All I wanted... What was that, Renee? Yes, we're on the air. Don and Mike, can you hear me?
Yes.
Don and Mike? Hi, Don and Mike!
Yes, hello, Will.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I'm in the Marines. I spent a year in Okinawa. And that's Typhoon Alley. The typhoons come through there bigger than some of these hurricanes. Let me tell you, Japanese engineering kicks American butt. Those buildings don't go anywhere.
Well, I think that any island, even when you look at a place like Bermuda, where they deal with a lot of these storms, there's different architecture. It amazes me that in parts of Florida that they still stick build homes.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, because really, what was that, Homestead, Florida, when they got that directed?
Yes,
hurricane. Uh-huh. I mean, I was amazed that they stick build homes. I mean, why don't they build them all block?
You know, a corrupt state.
You know what makes it a lie?
<You're right. laughs> It's true. The politicians are in with the land developers, and there you have it—a
corrupt state. That's it. Yes.
And you know what has been? Well, it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what makes it through a lot of these storms? I've noticed waffle houses.
Sure.
Built like tanks. And I mean not a generic. I mean the original Waffle House. You'll see awful footage where they're going through a neighborhood where there are stores that are torn down. Yet somehow the Waffle House
has always been washed.
It's why I say to people, if you're going to buy a house in Florida, buy a mobile home.
Hello, here's Don. Don, you're on the air.
And not just in Florida.
No, anywhere.
I've got good news for the people of Florida. Everything that was blown away in Hurricane Charlie will be blown back by Hurricane Francis.
No.
Hey, that's not funny.
That's not funny, sir.
Okay, let's stop that now. Not funny.
Wouldn't that be something, though?
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here's a story about the wackiest, sexiest, fun-filled place to take your girl. The Groove Room. A place where lights flash, machines spark, and the people get more turned on than the electricity. The Groove Room. Somebody just had to invent a place like this. Take off your inhibitions and have some fun in the Groove Room.
Yeah, I see fish.
The Groove Room, rated X for adults, from Independent International.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's right.
It takes a lot of courage to get up here and do something that you know people will make fun of.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's Don and Mike.
Oh, my God. Do a station break. Here we go. Station break. It would be Bakersfield, California. KGEO. Spokane, Washington. KFAN, KJRB. Wichita, 98.7 KFH FM. And they've moved the AM buzz.
Really?
To 1240.
That's crazy.
KFH AM in Wichita and Dallas. It's the middle of the night in Dallas. We're on tape delay there. 51053. Wow. Those are some of the stations.
And I guess we're looking forward to going to the Groove Room on September 11th, right?
Right. That's right, at the gay wedding.
We'll be in the Groove Room.
For more fun and more thrill.
The Groove Room bathing suit optional. I was not encouraged by that woman. It sounds like it's going to be interesting. But, you know, we can handle any social
I
situation.
I think that there's probably a better chance that there will be a glory hole than a Groove Room.
I believe so.
Anyway, having said that, fantasy football.
Aha!
The divisions, the way that they are laid out now, seem, at least to me, to be a bit unfair.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the ones you talked about yesterday.
Hate to cast aspersions. We have in one division, me, Don, you, Mike.
Yes, two big winners.
Rob A. And John Norman.
Okay.
In the other division, you have Beth Ann, Joe, Buzz, and Bart. We gotta somehow get some parity here.
Yes, absolutely, because we have the passionate football guys in the same division.
Yeah.
You and John Norman.
Well, and Mike, you do pretty good, and Rob does pretty good. And Buzz, you
won the freaking Super Bowl last year.
I know, okay,
yeah,
Buzz,
but you won the Super Bowl. He lacks heart, though.
Irrelevant. I have the trophy.
It is irrelevant.
You know, it is irrelevant.
It's relevant.
He did win the Super Bowl.
Without heart.
He is not.
You know, and it also speaks maybe the divisions don't really matter.
Right. Well, the only reason...
Oh, no, it does, because you play each other like two or three times a year.
But the only time it really matters is at the end where you're in... I think with an eight-person league, it's actually really equal. In the case of a tie, your in-division record is what determines if you win.
Oh, shut up. You know, I love it.
But it's really not that important.
I followed that.
I know. Congratulations, Super Bowl winner.
Yeah, but he followed it without heart.
Here's all I'm saying. Buzz, it's not a put-down of you. You won the Super Bowl last year.
Right.
Other than Buzz in this one division, you have Beth Ann, who didn't know who she was picking yesterday.
I want to be in Beth Ann's division.
And
everyone does.
And Joe. And
I think I should be in Beth Ann's
Bart's
division.
Bart's got a strong
and
team.
And then you have Bart with a mildly strong team. So anyway, I think what we're going to do is just mix these up, and however they come out, they come out.
Well, didn't you say he did change them?
We've messed him around, but how would you all want to do
it? You were talking about yesterday, but hasn't he changed him now?
We did one change, but I mean, it can be changed again as long as the season hasn't begun. We didn't think it was any big deal because it really doesn't matter much in the long run of things.
We.
Well, it does.
Is this we I'm hearing?
I don't know. It matters.
Where's that coming from?
Hold on. Maybe this is John calling on the hotline. Hello?
Hey, guys. It's John.
Hey, Don. Right out of the...
Hi, buddy.
Hi, buddy. Dude, I have a question. Rob is saying we. I believe you are the commissioner, correct?
Right.
Not that I don't trust Rob implicitly.
So what, or ever.
What divisions do you have us in right now?
I've got Don, Mike, Rob, and I believe Joe in one division, and Beth Ann, myself, Buzz, and Bart.
I could live with that. We have Joe in our division.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fine.
Because really, let's be honest.
Might have talked to J-Dubs about it.
Joe and Beth Ann should just be separated. That's what makes it even. You can't have both Joe.
I think you're selling Joe short. Joe kind of was into it yesterday.
Oh, he's got a good team, too.
He does have a good... he would tell you, I mean, he was pretty into it. You don't think he's into it?
No, no, I don't.
I think he is. I could be wrong.
I think he might be.
I don't think he is.
Beth Ann was not into it.
Yeah, anyway, the other thing I wanted to mention, so we get this stuff with the divisions figured out.
She lacks heart.
And I'm sorry, I'm taking it too seriously. I'm going to try to take it lighter this year.
Right.
The other
good luck.
Yeah, and good luck with that.
Okay, guilty. However, let me just say, if you go to the webpage at CBS Sportsline where our league is.
Yeah, what's that like?
And you look at the pictures that everybody has for their teams. Right. You know how guys download stuff?
For the logos.
I've got the picture of Lombardi.
Mm-hmm.
Bart has a picture of Otis the Drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Rob has a TCB logo.
The Elvis TCB
logo. The Elvis logo. Buzz is, I had to call Buzz up and ask him to tell me what it was because I couldn't get the image big enough. Buzz's team this year is called the Buzz Killers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Buzz has found a photo of a child, a small boy, appears to be about 4, standing in front of the grave of Santa Claus, crying.
The Buzz Killers. Where did you possibly retrieve
that
abysmal photograph?
I
took the boy to the cemetery and my camera and showed him the Santa. I didn't know there was a Santa grave.
Yeah. Anyway, Johnny, whatever with the divisions. But we're all set. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Good enough. All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Johnny.
There's John Norman.
And I think just a little alert here, a little red flare, that the use of Rob using the word we is just cause for some concern.
You
I don't understand.
If you wanted.
What's that?
You can hang out with John and say we.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
You're welcome.
I just want you to know.
Been identified, Mike.
I'll be watching you.
Maybe you should have J-Dubs watch me.
Hey!
Hey!
He has heart.
You like your job?
No.
Watch it, A-hole.
Do you know, I went home last night and looked at the list of my guys that I got.
Right.
And like I do every year, I sat there and looked at everybody else's list, and I swear to Christ, I'm sorry I take it so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at my list and I said, seriously, 12-2. 12-2. I mean, I really think this year I've got a really kick-ass team.
Well, you said that last year.
I know. That's why I'm an idiot. That's what I'm saying. If this is a sickness.
He right. Heart.
Last year, yes, I have. Thank you.
Yes. Like you have passion. For
like
it.
The Desert Inn, mm-hmm. I have heart.
The Desert Inn has heart.
Now, as we've mentioned, this is our last show before at the end of summer show.
This one is.
Okay. And there are so many things that I want to talk about. I try to prepare stuff every day to talk about. Here's what I got left over, and what we get to, and what we don't, we just will throw away and start over. We come back.
Okay.
Basically, first I'd like to talk about Kobe, because it's important to hear the entire statement that he wrote.
Yeah, I was mad about Kobe last night, though, when I was watching my Red Sox game.
Why?
Because you don't break, it's a news story. You don't break in the middle of a network-covered baseball game so you can see the prosecutor going, it made me, you don't care.
Well, no,
you don't care at all.
I can't, well, your team won.
I know, but it just made me mad. You know, do you agree that really, I mean, with yes, is it a big news story? But I mean, it's
were you watching the game on a sports network?
I was watching ESPN. I was also watching the ripoff that is ESPN High Definition, which is not high definition.
Not for all games.
It's not to me when you have a game and you go, hey, tonight in high definition, and then you have the two bars on either side. And then they broke in with a police story that's not related to sports.
Well, that's the whole problem with ESPN. I mean, I think we've discussed that, the fact that they don't know what they are. I mean, I turned it on the other night, and I'm not kidding. Avril Lavigne was singing.
Yeah.
On SportsCenter.
It's getting nice. Weird.
What's that chick doing on SportsCenter? I mean, she's nice.
She's good. Mm-hmm.
She's got a good song. But, and the other thing about SportsCenter that I do love,
uh-huh.
I love the fact, and it's not SportsCenter or anything sports, these outfits that, is it Serena or Venus? Is it Serena Williams?
Oh, the Serena.
Oh, my God. Yeah. First, the...
With the go-go boots.
First, it's the denim skirt.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then the outfit yesterday...
The gladiator outfit.
...was another crazy... Mm-hmm. I love the fact
fantastic.
That this broad is dressing like a nut out there.
It's fantastic.
And still, she's killing the competition.
She is. It's great. Mm-hmm.
She is just slaying them. Okay, Kobe. I found someone to take Kobe's place. As far as an NBA guy in trouble.
Okay.
Tommy Lee has written a book. One of the chapters is authored by his penis. Britney Spears' fiance, has done something else stupid. I was correct. Pride of the Family did win its time slot.
Oh, really? Okay.
On
Father of the Pride
was,
on NBC Tuesday night.
That's right, Tuesday night, so that's good. Hold on. This is something I've been holding.
Will it win next week?
No.
No.
This is something that I've been sitting on for a while, and it's too funny. Do you know the movie Demolition Man?
Not well.
Sly Stallone?
Mm-hmm.
It's the thing where they he's frozen and they wake him up. And
yeah, it was basically the decline and fall movies.
Okay, but I like it. Wesley Snipes is in it.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Sandra Bullock is in it.
Mm-hmm.
Was
Wesley Snipes a bad guy in it?
Yeah, he was the bad guy.
That's not a bad movie.
But no, Mike, no, it is. It's an awful movie.
I thought there's one that, isn't he chasing Stallone or something like that?
I don't know. It's a bad movie, but just
it's old.
But dig this reference. The movie is 12 years old now.
Okay.
But it's a movie that's based in the future from 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this conversation. This is actual dialogue from the movie
mm-hmm.
made 12 years ago. Sandra Bullock says, I have, in fact, pursued... perused some newsreels in the Schwarzenegger library. Stallone, obviously this was done as a joke back then.
Right, right.
Stallone says, hold it, because he's just been woken up, right? He was frozen, they woke him up. He's in the future. He says, hold it. The Schwarzenegger library? Sandra Bullock says, yes, the Schwarzenegger Presidential Library. Wasn't he an actor when you were frozen? Stallone says, yes, but how has he become president? Sandra Bullock says, well, even though he wasn't born in this country, his popularity at the time caused the 61st Amendment with states. And then Stallone says, I don't want to even know about this. I mean, funny. I wanted to bring that to your attention.
Yeah.
We don't have the tape. No one has a copy of
it
Demolition Man.
Terrifying.
But it's something that back then was supposed to be like this funny throwaway
that
thing.
That could never happen.
Oh, Jesus. Who's going to be on? Oh, the Craig Kilborn show.
Craig Kilborn,
who quit or was fired, whatever. Listen to this list of people who are going to be filling in for him. Michael Ian Black.
Who's he?
Okay. He's some guy who was on a show called Ed.
Okay. A wiseacre.
A show that David Letterman produced.
Mm-hmm.
Then, D.L. Hughley.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Then, Amy Sedaris, the girl that Letterman's crazy about.
Right.
And here's the one that I don't get. I mean, it's a good shot. I don't get it. Jim Rome.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, who knows?
I ain't making that up.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Rome. Hold on a second. Cher. Her concert tour that she announced in, I wrote it down, June 2002, her farewell tour.
Uh-huh.
Cher. It's finally coming to an end.
No.
It will be over in February of 2005.
That's a long farewell.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of the thing. The Kobe? Okay, here you go. Here now is the official text of Kobe Bryant's apology. I want to apologize to her for my behavior that night. Rob, I'm not going to read it like that.
Okay.
I want to apologize to her for my behavior that night and for the consequences she suffered in the last year. Although this year has been incredibly difficult for me personally, I can only imagine the pain she's had to endure. I want to apologize to her parents and family members and to my family and friends and supporters and to the citizens of Eagle. I want to make it clear I do not question the motives of this woman. No money has been paid to this woman. She agreed that this statement will not be used against me in a civil case. Although I truly believe this encounter between us was consensual, I recognize now that she did not and does not view this incident the same way I did. After months of reviewing discovery, listening to her attorney, and even her testimony in person, I now understand how she feels that she did not consent to this encounter. I issued the statement today fully aware that while one part of this case ends, another remains. The civil case against me will go forward. This part of the case will be decided between the parties directly involved in the incident, no longer be a financial or emotional drain of the citizens of Colorado. So, you tell me, what do you get out of that statement?
Well, I'm amazed by it.
He says, on one hand, that he agrees.
He's saying that she didn't want to have sex.
Yeah.
Right.
And he also...
And I mean, it sounds to me like he's admitting that he forced himself on her.
And he also says that she's agreed that the fact that he's admitting this will not be admissible in a civil suit.
Well, then, you know, give her a suitcase of money and be done
and
with the thing.
That's where the rub is in this, mm-hmm. and that's the only part of this that I wanted to point out that is beyond reproach hinky. The part where he says, no money has been paid to this woman,
mm-hmm.
I bet he's telling the truth legally, because as of the moment he said it,
right,
no money had been paid to her yet.
Yeah, it's just, right. And she has agreed that statement
uh-huh.
cannot be...
Correct, used in the civil trial.
When was that released?
This was released yesterday.
Oh, so it was yesterday when they dropped the charges
last
against
night.
Her.
Yeah, right, last night. Yeah, late last night.
It's a weird case.
I mean, that's why I don't like to drag the show down and actually read something like that. Seriously.
It's amazingly conciliatory for a guy that just had the prosecution case dropped against him. I would think he'd be...
Well said, that's
still
true.
Digging his heels in, yeah. But it sounds like he... Would this indicate that he just wants to get the civil end of this over with and settle?
The way I interpret this, he's already come to her and said, listen, you know, baby, what's the price?
Yeah, right,
you know,
ready to settle.
You want to save some face and, mm-hmm. and take me to court in civil court? That's fine. Just don't bring this statement that I made into court. We can go through the deal, and then I'll give you, you know, whatever millions you want.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm not that well versed on this whole thing because I turn it off when it comes on and I get mad when it interrupts my baseball game. But it sounds to me like they dropped the case. The prosecution dropped the case because she did not want to proceed. She was
right.
She was so overwhelmed by all of this that she didn't want to do it anymore.
Okay, so let's say that that's true.
The way I understand it.
Let's say that's true. Then why does he come out with this thing?
Why
did he come out with this thing that says,
you know,
it is the way that she said it is, and incidentally, you can't use this against me.
I don't get it.
Might be part of the deal.
You know, and we're not court TV, so it's hard to analyze this.
Anyway.
I have no idea what's going on.
Anyway, so who's going, now we got people, why you came out with a statement. All right, Brad, why did Kobe come out with a statement?
I'm Greg.
Excuse me?
Greg.
Yeah, Greg, what?
Okay, Greg, I'm sorry.
I heard on the news today in Sacramento that it was part of the agreement, if he made this open public announcement, this apology, that she would drop the case.
The criminal case.
Yeah, right.
But
exactly.
Still it
so
doesn't
he
make,
had to do it.
But it still doesn't make sense. What does she get out of this? Just that he said, yeah, what she said is right?
Exactly.
He's saying he sees her point. He's saying they have different points of view.
No, here's the thing. You know what it is, Buzz?
What?
It's a classic case of, I apologize if that offended you.
If that offended you, right?
Yeah, but still,
you're tainting, potentially tainting a jury that would sit on the civil trial.
Taint. Okay, well listen, who's going to...
I don't get it.
Who's going to take his place? My man, Sir Charles, who never lets me down.
What did Charles Barkley do this time?
Just as Kobe Bryant announces this settlement.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley last night is at a Philly nightclub called 32 Degrees. Charles, my man, Sir Charles, and I do love Charles Barkley. I swear to God, I would vote for him for office. I swear in a New York minute, I'd vote for him. I swear to God.
Right.
He tells it like it is. He walks up to a woman. Says she's beautiful,
mm-hmm.
and then says, I sure would like to see what you've got going on underneath your blouse. And then he grabbed underneath her blouse.
Oh, dear.
So
not asking.
A bad boy again.
Yeah, bad boy, Charles.
Charles Barkley.
Always ask first.
Charles Barkley. Mike, this is, again, I've been holding on to this thing. This is from the New Star. This is a visual thing. You're going to have to people explain this to me.
Okay. All right. No problem.
You know the hillbilly that, what's her name, Britney Spears is engaged to?
Yeah, the skinny guy with the, with the pretend beard.
Okay. They got pictures of him at a strip club.
Mm-hmm. That's the Jughead. That's the guy she married for 50 hours.
Oh, sorry.
That's
wrong
Louisiana?
Wrong hillbilly.
Right.
Okay. So this is the guy that she married, the other hillbilly.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, the story's still great. The picture's still great. The Star has pictures of him in a gentleman's club, making out with a hot chick. So check out the picture.
All right.
Okay. Now, there he is. Now.
He is a Cletus, isn't he?
Now. Here's the thing that you don't know. You see the picture real close, Mike?
The hand?
No. That's a guy.
Oh, my God.
That is a guy.
That's a man, baby.
Oh, my God.
The guy that was married to Britney Spears for 5 minutes.
Right.
When you get your copy of The Star or you're in the grocery store, check it out. He's making out with her, and then later they're petting, and then in the next paragraph it states it's a man.
Oh, my God. That would be a warning to all men going into those joints.
Always ask.
He did not even know that. So anyway, that's all that stuff is the stuff that I've been waiting to get to.
Wow.
And we're running out of time on that. I do have a feel-good, though, before a phone scan. Okay?
Very good.
At 877-365-3636. You call right now, get on the line, get on the air. Last phone scan before vacation, so let's make it a good one. Call, we take these calls. They're on-screen calls, 877-365-3636. Phone scan next. Having said that, this story comes from Saudi Arabia. They're opening IKEA stores in Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
A lot of these Muslim people have never seen a Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
They have never seen IKEA. They've never seen anything like this. So, 20,000 people show up for the grand opening. They announce they have, what they've done is they've advertised that they are going to have real cheap stuff. Post-it notes, Bic pens,
right,
and erasers that they're going to be giving away to the first 50 shoppers.
That's nice.
At this IKEA. And the mad rush, three people were trampled to death by the sea of desert sandals and iron chic curled toe boots.
Oh, man.
Three died. 26 other shoppers were injured. 47 shoppers fainted at the IKEA in Saudi Arabia.
Man, oh man, but somebody got some free post-it notes. Got pens.
Right, there you go. That's a feel-good. That's a feel-good.
Pretty
great.
Incredible.
So, yeah, feel great. Thank you, Rob. Phone scan line straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
From what was once an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissues, may I now present a cultured, sophisticated man about town. Hit it!
I'm not the beautiful lady from Chicago.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
I'm not the beautiful lady from Chicago.
Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes or cutaway coat, perfect fits.
I'm not the beautiful lady from Chicago.
Dressed up like a $1 million trooper. Trying mighty hard to look like Gary Cooper.
I'm not the beautiful lady from Chicago.
Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or Rumbarellas in their midst.
I'm not the beautiful lady from Chicago.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm not the beautiful lady from Chicago.
Ryan, I heard you, Dennis.
Zero tolerance for stupidity. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, phone scan right here, 877-365-3636.
Have you seen that?
That's from America, Canada, Mexico, 800-636-1067.
Right.
WJFK, Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. I'd like to dedicate this phone scan
winner
to Wendell Hall, our engineer, who, today is Wendell's last day with us, at least. We're going on vacation, and right, when we get back, Wendell is out of here. He's got a job, a chief engineer for a string of stations down south, they'd say.
I didn't know he was leaving.
Yeah. Well, I just found out a second ago. I was walking down the hall and I said, "Hey, Smoot." And he says, "Hey, Squirrel." You know, mm-hmm, her nicknames.
Right.
I said, "What's happening?" And he said, you know, in his usual bipolar way, he
right,
said, "Not much." And I said, "Are you happy or sad today?" He said, "I'm sad."
Yes.
"But I'm happy." I said, "Why?" He said, It's my last day with Don and Mike show.
I said, and that was the first you'd heard of it?
Yeah, I mean, I had heard a rumor that Wendell was up for a job somewhere.
Right.
So anyway, you know...
So Wendell's gone?
Bon voyage, Wendell Hall.
Oh, man.
We hardly knew ye.
Well, Wendell, you're one of our favorites, and good luck in your future travels.
Yeah, absolutely. We wish Wendell nothing but the best.
Amen.
We've had Wendell. Wendell's given us some really great, real radio moments, besides being our engineer for all of our remotes.
Absolutely.
Wendell also had the Juicy Lucy escapade.
And one time in Reno, we saw a lot of Wendell.
Wendell had something happen to him while we were on the radio.
Right.
And
I remember 4 o'clock in the morning with Wendell standing outside my hotel room with a Sambuca.
And I remember Wendell calling the show, I guess it was within the last 2 or 3 years, calling repeatedly at the beginning of the show, and Joe kept saying, you don't want to go on the air. But Wendell was just on a day off, getting bombed at home,
right,
calling the show, just saying hi.
And also a personal favorite moment of mine is him and Dan Ryson getting pulled over while on the air and using the Don and Mike show to not get a ticket.
Well, I'm so happy for Wendell. It sounds like he's got a great new gig, and I hope he does well.
So anyway, Wendell Hall, we hardly knew ye.
Mm-hmm. We'll miss him. There are too many fun people, though, so we can do without one more.
Hello. Don and Mike show, hello.
Hello?
Yeah, it's a fun factory, Buzz. Uh-huh. Like the Play-Doh fun factory.
That's right. We weren't born. We were made in a toy factory.
Hi there. You are on the air.
Thank you. Wow, phone scan. Woohoo.
You were not born. You were made in a toy factory.
What can we do for you?
Hey, Don and Mike. Mike, I wanted you to know, don't worry about that hurricane in Florida. You're insured, right?
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Remember that, Rob? Remember that cruel comment you made to me? No, well, this one's on the other side anyway, but I feel for people down there.
But still, who knows, Mike? I mean, I'm not saying that.
Yeah, you never know.
I don't think anything bad could happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it did on the other side.
Because the last one was supposed to go right to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and, didn't that cut across the state, too?
Yeah, and nothing happened in Tampa.
And this is a bigger one.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Three times.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey, phone scan. Hey, hi.
Hey, it's intern James. What's up, guys?
James, the intern? You mean the guy that just got done working here 2 days ago?
Yes. So I guess I'm not the intern anymore, but...
get out of here, dummy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Too many fun.
He's like with 3 girls. Watch this.
Hey, it's intern James.
Watch me call them.
It's right. Intern James with my cool yellow bracelet on.
Hey, did they hang up on me?
Hello, Don and Mike. Hey, dude,
wow.
Dude, you just stopped being the intern here like on Monday.
Man, what's the deal? They hung up on me. Man.
Thursday.
Yeah, those guys suck.
Don and Mike show, hello. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, we are doing great, thank you.
Good, this is Ben from Hanover, PA. Just wanted to call you guys and tell you that love listening to you, and I have an hour drive home, and you guys make it a great drive.
Thank you very much.
Nothing
very
nice to say. Thanks, we do appreciate that. Hi, Don and Mike show, hello.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, since there's no Friday show this week, are we going to hear a Thursday edition of Joe's Weekend Tribute?
No, you know, I think actually, and I requested that when we're on vacation for the next couple of weeks, when they're playing the best ofs, whoever is here, if it's Joe or Rob or Befan, we're going to go back to the thing. They're going to come in the studio and actually set up each segment and tell you why they like the segment and why it's funny.
It'll be me, and there'll be lots of good folksy cast-aside comments. You'll look forward to hearing from me. Rob Spiewak.
Make sure to explain why it's funny, because we don't get that.
You're the only one who will be doing it?
That's just me.
Just you.
Just I.
You'll be here the whole time.
The whole time. I don't even plan on going home. I'll just stay here.
I did say it could be rotating between, you know, you and Beth and
Joe's
Joe.
Out of town.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. This is funny, too.
Where's Joe going?
Joe's going to Vegas.
Hey, Joe, he did get that thing to Vegas, though.
Joe, 2 weeks.
Joe and
He's
Tracy.
He's going to be in Vegas for 2 weeks?
Joe and Tracy are going to Vegas for 2 weeks.
2 whole weeks?
Yeah, and they'll only scratch the tip of the stuff to do out there.
Wow.
So make sure tomorrow that you at least call Joe up.
Oh, well, no, Joe actually, I misspoke. Joe does do tomorrow.
Oh.
And then I just do the vacation.
All right, very good.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Wah, wah, wee, wah.
That sounds like a tape.
Right. Hello.
Do you like a porno?
Oh, boy.
Why not?
That's Borat.
Oh, okay.
I like you. Do you like me?
Probably yes.
Thank you.
Why you sometimes
laugh?
Not.
Why you laugh?
Do I think we do too much?
Yes.
It is nice.
It was funny.
You are a real man. High five.
You gotta be kidding me.
60 times.
Okay, let's do it this way.
Last night, I hear the six.
I was in South Africa, and I'm walking down the street, and a guy comes out of like a hut.
Yes.
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 Why not?
Nope.
I like you. Do you like me?
Nope.
60 times.
I'm Larry of the Corner.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No.
Wah, wah, wee, wah.
I think I look better now. I know I think I feel better now.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I can do.
And I'll beat you.
I can do.
You were not born. You were made in a toy factory.
Yes.
All right. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
There you go. That's a good way to end it right there.
There you go.
Borat meets King.
That's good. That's
thank you.
That's pretty good. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hi.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Don and Mike?
Yes, sir.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing very well, thank you.
I was just letting you know I listen in Fresno, California, and I think you guys just came on here, and I was just letting you guys know you have a good show.
Thank you very
and
much.
It's better than all the crap they play here.
Well, thank you, my friend. No better endorsement.
Great to be on. Great to get that from a new affiliate. Thank you.
See you later. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
I'm sorry if we were curt with you.
Time
is of the essence.
Of course.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Radio Gods.
Yeah, hi there.
How are you? I'm from Toronto.
Toronto. Right. Hi.
Hi, I was calling, Mike said before when you brought up Kobe Bryant's case, he was watching ESPN High Def.
Yes.
And it came up with the bars on the side.
Yeah.
That's still High Def. I get that at home too, it pisses me off also.
No, it is not High Def when you're getting the bars on the side of the screen.
No, the High Def is going to be the rectangular picture.
The true High Def comes in 16:9, but when you get the two bars, it's 4:3. It is still the high resolution.
High resolution is not high definition.
It's not high def. It's like the way, listen, we're all too anal about this, and we know too much about this, and we try to hide this. It's like what Fox does. When Fox puts out a show and says, available in Fox high resolution.
High resolution is a cheap gimmick to say that it's high def when it's not.
Right. But the reason that we don't talk a lot about it on the air is that the percentage of Americans with high def TV
very small.
It's like 2%?
Like that, yeah.
So yeah, it's going to be a while until it catches on. But I'm telling you something, for football, Christ, there's nothing better than high def television.
Mm-hmm. I think it's between 2-3% nationwide, significantly higher in this room.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello. And speak to us. Come on. Oh, you're killing me with that cell phone. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Turn your radio down. Turn the radio down, please.
Another cell phone.
And he's gone, Chase. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, fellas. Demolition Man, great movie.
Thanks.
Hey, did you notice that the CBS weather guy signed off with the line from the movie when he said goodbye?
No, what line did he use? I don't know.
He said, be well. The classic.
Be well.
Be well. Okay.
Classic.
All right. Thank you, my friend. You're a classic caller. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
An instant classic. Hello.
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 Don't go.
On vacation?
Yes.
Why?
Because I'm going to miss you.
Now, come on now.
Come on, get a grip.
Hold it together.
We do it every 3 months. Come on.
You know what I do when you're gone?
What do you do?
I get all my pots and pans out in the kitchen on the floor,
uh-huh.
And I bang on them with wooden spoons.
Okay. We'll bang on the drum all day.
All day.
All day. Bye. That was Todd Rundgren checking.
Try to stay well.
And you know what? For all of us that are Todd Rundgren fans and aficionados, as I consider myself to be.
Oh, hello. It's me.
I wish that skunk-haired genius had never done
I want to bang on the drum all day.
Yeah.
Because
not his best song.
I was watching a Todd Rundgren DVD, a concert DVD, that had great stuff like I Saw the Light, We Gotta Get You a Woman, Hello, It's Me. And then he comes on with that idiotic song with the playing football game.
I just want to say,
yuck.
I want to bang on a drum all day.
Thank
but
you.
Don, if what? He never recorded it, how could we start the weekend right?
That replaced Working for the Weekend for a lot of stations with the 5 o'clock Friday whistle.
It must be 5 o'clock.
Hello.
Hello. Todd and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing very well, thanks.
Hey, now I got a question. How do you get the West Coast beat on the East Coast?
It's magic, sir. I can't talk about it. It's magic, though.
You know what? Because
Right, goodbye. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Really, it's magic. I can't talk about it. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Radio Gods.
Yes, we are. Hi.
I hope you guys have a good vacation.
We will.
I hope. I was wondering if you guys have been thinking about the fat guy that's trying to lose weight.
Which one?
The one you guys are going to pay for every pound?
I thought you were talking about one of us.
Yeah, I mean, one of us is always the case.
I was waiting. I got the name jingle out for everybody.
Like, hello? Which fat guy are you talking about?
Which one? Oh, you mean, you know, we'll check back with that guy when we get back from vacation.
He sounded a lot better the last time we talked to him.
He had only lost something like 9 pounds.
Right.
You know.
But the first time we talked to him, he couldn't breathe.
You know who would know about that? The person who I bet has this bit of information at her fingertips. And incidentally, now passed her 3-month anniversary on the show.
And we're so happy that we've created a jingle that no one can understand.
Oh, sure. Beth Ann.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Clear as a bone.
You said you liked that one better than this one, right, Mike?
Yes, I like them both equally. Now, I've changed my mind again.
You know what they are? They are seamless. This is what's known in the biz as a digital edit. It's seamless. Watch, it goes from Beth, then to Ann. Watch.
Isn't that magical?
That's Beth Ann.
Hey, Beth Ann, when's the last time we talked to the real fat guy that we're trying to help motivate?
We talked to Larry Cooper in August last, and he had lost 9 pounds.
9 pounds in August.
9 pounds.
And he was sounding better with only 9 pounds.
He was optimistic.
And you know what? While we're on that subject, we still have to call Ron Pocock.
Who's that?
The guy who we called in November of 2001 at 635 pounds. And remember, if he can lose like 40 more pounds, he gets to have his stomach stapled.
Hey, how about that, huh?
Well, you and Beth Ann get together. That should be a segment where we come back. Them. Where are they now?
Patty's in the news.
Point counterpoint.
Bye, B.A.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Phone scan. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, phone scan. Hi.
How's it going?
Okay.
I just want to let you guys know that I'm up here in Baltimore, and there's this show called Shalom USA that comes on Sunday mornings, 9 to 11.
Yes.
On Baltimore 105.7.
Oh, that's our station, 105.7, right?
That's it.
Shalom USA. We'll have to check it out.
Thank you, my friend. Hello. That's the working title for this show.
And incidentally, when I say something like that, hey, we'll have to check it out, that means we're not going to.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah, I knew you did.
And I think...
Sometimes I feel it's so phony that it's necessary to explain it.
I think our listeners can tell.
Yeah. Hey, that's great. I'll check that out.
I think they know when you say it, you know, pound sand.
Hey, fantastic. I'd love to come.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Phones again. Last call. Last call. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
We're doing very well. What can we do for you?
Not much. I'm glad this whole Kobe Bryant thing's wrapping up. I wonder if Doug Christie has these problems when he travels on the road.
Doug Christie.
Doug Christie's that guy that we like goofing all this.
No, his wife doesn't let him, out of 10 feet. So, I mean, of course he's not going to have those problems. But it's a good thought. It's a good idea.
No, Mike, it's not.
No, I was being phony again.
And I know you weren't. Yeah. And now I'm really,
now you're just mad.
I'm not mad. I'm agitated. Mm. The thing is, this will be, now Mike, don't hit the microphone.
Okay.
The last caller on this phone scale will be the taste that I have in my mouth for the next 2 weeks.
Right. We must take another.
And take some joy in the fact that guy talked just like Michael Hughes.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Hey, how are you?
Don and Mike, hello.
Have a good vacation.
Hello?
Oh, here we go. See now. Unless she screws it up, which is entirely possible, because she's a woman.
She will be the last person on the phone screen.
How are you, my lovely?
Hello, my lady.
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing great. What may we do for you, sweet lady?
I just wanted to know. My husband talks about clown baby all the time.
Yes.
And I have no idea who that is.
Oh, well, see, now, you are a great last caller. Clown baby is the baby of Washington, D.C. phony disc jockey Jack Diamond.
But that's old. I mean, clown baby was a while back, right?
Yeah, but still, it gives me a chance to go through the brief history we have with Jack
Diamond. Yes, of course. Want to talk, and since we were talking about phonies.
Yeah, absolutely. clown baby.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, little buddy. Hey.
I saw him on Channel 5.
He's dyed all his hair, right?
He's dyed all of his hair.
All of his hair.
Listen, you're the last caller. What is your name?
My name is Carol.
All right, Carol, here you go. Beth Ann is going to be thrilled at this.
Hello?
Hey, Beth Ann?
I think I know what you're going to say.
What do you think I'm going to say?
I think you're going to say something about hair removal.
That's right. I'm going to give away a prize that Beth Ann loves. Beth Ann, tell this lady what she's won.
Carol? Yes.
Congratulations. Do you have any hair on unwanted places on your body?
Maybe.
Well, find some because you've got $500 in laser loot.
Oh!
I know, Georgetown Laser Hair Removal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, tell your friends to call 202-333-4445 or online at georgetownlaser.com.
Yeah, I see fish.
Oh.
Carol, enjoy it. Georgetown Laser is making the world
Shut up, Beth Ann. Thanks. Bye, darling. Bye, Beth Ann. There you go. That's a prize.
Was Beth Ann wearing that headset your wife wears at home?
Yes, she was.
Mm-hmm.
$500 in laser loot from Georgetown Laser Hair Removal. GeorgetownLaser.com. Enjoy that.
I will. I'm trying not to sound too excited, but yay.
Good. Yeah, good. You're a hairy woman. There's no need to hide that.
Yeah,
thank you.
You'll be really excited once they start that little forest fire at your bikini line.
Thank you very hard.
Great.
And have a great weekend.
Viva Brazil.
Thanks, you too.
Okay. Way to go, you beast. Joe?
You brought up Diamond, and I was dialing around the other morning, and I swear he had a caller on. The topic of the calls he was taking were people who died before you could apologize to them for something you had done to them in their life. I could not believe it.
If I'd only had a chance to say I love you, and I'm sorry.
Thank you.
He was like, yeah, sometimes... people just go. You never know when you're going to go, and you kind of wish that you maybe reached out to them.
Like, jive ass. Right. Jive ass phony. Clown baby.
Clown baby.
Clown baby.
Right.
Hey, well, clown baby.
Yeah, listen. My revenge will be sweeter than that. Yeah.
You never forget that.
It's not on mic. Hey, listen, you MFers.
Hey, knock it off.
Hey, I came from San Diego, man.
Hey, listen to that. Hey, I'm Jack Diamond. I'm a phony guy.
Do you remember the first time that we ever fought with Jack Diamond? This is way back in the day. Me and Mike are doing the morning zoo. And they bring this new guy, Jack Diamond, yet another guy who's supposed to be able to beat us.
Right.
So we start talking about him on the air. And he calls us off the air and he says, go to your fax machine. And he faxes us his ratings from San Diego.
It might have been Fresno.
Yeah, or whatever market it was.
Right.
We're looking at this, and we called him back, and we said, what is this? And I dominated. Mike, it might have been...
Let me tell you something, yeah.
It might have been like Riverside, like not as good as Los Angeles.
Exactly.
Whatever the California town was.
Take a look at these ratings, okay?
Hey, look at these guys.
I'm Jack. Yes, sir. Hey, get a Corvette with a plaque with my name.
God, there's too many Jack Diamond stories to go around.
I'm Jack Diamond.
Hey, Jack, how you doing? Hey, and my tambourine player, who's my new wife.
Super duper, but everybody gets along great. Yeah, there we go.
Okay, we got a break.
Shattered lives, lovely smiles.
We'll be back, and don't forget, Diamond Alley.
Oh, yeah, I'll be opening for the Moody Blues.
Yes, really. He was out next to the beer cooler.
Or by the beer cooler, and he'll be out soon.
We got a break. A Friday favorite, even though it's Thursday. We'll be right back with that.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
just what I was going to say.
Amen.
Fall's almost here, which means carting your kids everywhere and feeling like you got to be at half a dozen places at once.
Well, you can't, but you can stay in touch with OnStar Personal Calling.
OnStar Personal Calling is a hands-free phone built into your OnStar-equipped vehicle. I will stray from the script to tell you I have it. You press the white button. The lady says, OnStar ready. Then you say, dial. And I say, for instance, the most beautiful, happiest woman in the world.
Yes, even though it's a few extra words, that's how you identify your quick calling for
then,
your wife.
Then they say, Jennifer Aniston's not available. And I say, Frida, and the call goes right through.
There's no phone to hold, no battery to recharge, no additional long-distance or roaming charges anyway.
Mike, OnStar and me are like lox and bagels.
Fantastic. You'll find OnStar in over 50 GM models, including vehicles with an MSRP around $16,000.
To learn more, go to OnStar.com.
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show goes to war.
This time, no mercy on you.
Sure.
You son of a bitch.
The enemy, Jack Diamond, a.k.a. Harvey Joel Fisher.
The Harvey Joel Fisher Pandora's box has been opened.
Everybody in the radio business hates you.
So does this war have Harvey in over his head?
I got some news for you. You're in deep water now, okay? You're swimming with the big boys now.
Don and Mike even mercifully offer the enemy a way out.
And the only way it's going to end is when you come on this show and ask us publicly to please stop talking about you.
But despite all of his tough talk, Harvey Joel pussies out just 24 hours later.
Harvey.
Good morning.
All right, well, I will accept this as your apology since you were big enough to call us.
Well, thank you, guys.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much.
The Allied forces of the Don and Mike Show prove victorious once again, keeping America safe. So remember what we've learned. Don't f*** with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. And God bless America.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now in their 20th season, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Here we go. Station break. In Burlington, Vermont. 98.7 WXCQ. How about Mad City? Madison, Wisconsin. That would be 100X. 100.5 WCLX. San Francisco, where the station does show up in the ratings. KYCY. Lafayette, Louisiana. KDOL and Baltimore. Live 105.7. I love Baltimore. I'm going to brag for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
I could have gone to the game tonight.
Yeah.
I could have gone. And he told me not to say it. But you know me. I can't help it.
You're excited.
I could have gone to the game tonight.
Yeah.
The Ravens are playing up in New York, and I got invited to fly up on the team.
You're a player.
Nice. I could have gone, but I'm here. I'm here for you. Besides, I itch. So, you know, what the hell?
Yeah, you don't want to go to a game and itch.
A Friday favorite.
Hey.
Oh, speaking of itching.
Yeah. I see fish.
Yeah.
That had nothing to do with anything. A Friday favorite. Hey. That we're doing today because it's like Friday.
It's time now on
We've had this guy on the show almost all 20 years that Mike and I have been working together.
Wow.
And he's finally coming to the end. His last convention.
Yeah. How are you, Don?
For Tom Brokaw.
Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. Looking forward to covering my final convention for NBC. And I must say, I'm filled with mixed emotions. Covering the convention, I've been at the convention for so many years. It's been a very, very good experience for Tom Brokaw.
Well,
I'm very, very teary. I get all cloudy. I get all cloudy just bringing up the fact that this will be my last convention for NBC.
And Tom, can I just give you a compliment?
I'd accept a compliment from you. Dr. Geronimo, legendary DJ.
You just said not only the word last, but you said the word legendary.
Legendary is something I've been working on, the L sounds, and trying to, you know, do the last second kick for NBC, where I will talk to each and every political candidate and try to pronounce my words clearer On NBC, that I don't really have.
You have to be thrilled that right now it's a two-syllable word, Kerry, and a one-syllable word,
Bush.
And I look think, at that. Yeah. Who's got that down in their sleeve, Tom?
Not
you
to mention
do,
the running mates, Cheney. Mm-hmm. And Edwards.
Oh, yeah. Two syllables.
Which is, you know, it's
and
better.
Two syllables.
But, of course, today, and you'll hear it on NBC Nightly News tonight with Tom Brokaw, big doings in that very pesky area of the world. It's just the hostage crisis in Chechnya. But I'm very happy.
I got a wild card for you.
Yes.
Wild card.
Please don't mention the keynote speaker.
Who is John Kerry's wife?
You got me.
The whole do the whole name now.
Mrs. Kerry.
Do the whole
I'm
name.
Sorry, that's technically, legally, what I can say on NBC Nightly News. Tom Brokaw can say Mrs. Kerry today spoke to a group of other women in a big coffee clutch.
Bush's, what's her...
I hate the guy that gave the keynote speech. I practiced that and was able to get it out.
All right, go ahead.
Miller. Is it all...
Oh, the guy from
last
night.
I have a running start. Well, Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News.
What about the National Security Advisor?
He's a Democrat, you know.
Oh, he was the guy speaking last night.
Gave the keynote address. And much controversy caused in the Democratic Party circles to actually have a Democrat speaking as the keynote addressee.
Who was it? Who was it? What about
Bill Miller?
What about Bush's?
After nearly 240 months as anchor, I see fish.
Oh well,
yeah, I see fish.
I love your granny. big fun over at NBC. Everybody listens to the show, especially at our National Press Club office.
Is she the National Security Advisor?
Connie Rice.
No. Come on, try it again.
Connie Rice.
No.
Connie Rice.
Don't cheap out like that.
I'm very good at
NBC. Do it phonetically, Tom.
Little Vanny Rather.
Do it phonetically.
Condoleezza. Right.
Now, use it.
I'm Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News, National Security Advisor, Condoleezza Rice, said today. How's that? Am I improving? I'm doing the best I can, but I'll be on a ranch in Dakota soon.
You
won't have Tommy to kick around anymore.
How you feeling about these other guys that want your job so bad? The guy Brian Williams is one guy.
I've written several news stories in the News Forum, in the News Forum for each of my aspiring anchors. All right?
Now, these are the guys that want to take the job when you quit after the election, right?
The Associated Press reported today that NBC newsman Brian Williams is accused of being a full-fledged pansy.
Now you're making
what do you
this
think
up.
Of that? Yeah, of course I am.
You're making that up.
He's a pimp.
I'm not making that up.
They're all pretenders to the throne.
Yes.
Stone Phillips, Brian Williams, all those.
What about a guy like Matt Lauer?
Matt Lauer, he's not fit to wash my jock. That's the way I look at it. The Greatest Generation and Brian Williams can't wash my drool cup. That's right, Granny, on NBC Nightly News, Tom Brokaw will be interviewing Granny from the grave. We'll be digging Granny up with a big shovel.
How do you...
A big shovel talking to Granny Jethro, Miss Hathaway, and, of course, Mill Drysdale.
How do you get along...
Tom Brokaw for the Beverly Hillbillies.
How do you get along with your colleagues at these conventions like...
I don't care for any of them.
Rather and Jennings.
Well, there are several news stories you don't hear about anchors that are not well... publicized.
I'll bet.
Some of the things
they're not well what?
Publicized.
You don't hear about.
They're well what?
They're not out in the media.
Say publicized.
I will tell you right now, would you like to see my pure alabaster 14 karat drill cup? It's something I use at NBC when I'm on live with convention coverage.
Your alabaster drill cup.
My pure alabaster and 14 karat gold drill cup. For Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News, reporting live from the set of the Beverly Hillbillies. I was taking a steam with Chris Matthews from NBC, MSNBC, you know, the hardball?
Yeah.
And I can testify that his show is aptly named. I'd just like to share that with you and yours. Chris Matthews is a fine lad who's I've taken under my wing, or in the case of the steam shower today, my sweaty armpit.
What about Tim Russert? How do you get along with that guy?
Tim Russert is a mallet head. I'm not a fan, and he smells offensive. Like many big...
Yeah, I see fish.
As I said in the hallways at NBC just the other day, a Russert Brokaw here. You might want to think about tweaking the personal hygiene. And, of course, it sailed right over his head, as it's often wont to do. But I'd sure like to bring back the Beverly Hillbillies.
What about somebody like... Oh, you know what I want to ask you about?
Fire away. I'm Tom Brokaw, sitting here for you now.
When you were on the Today Show, you worked with Jane Pauley.
Yeah, Pauley.
And now Jane Pauley is saying that she's bipolar, that she's schizo.
We all knew.
You all knew?
We all knew. I took advantage of it. I'll tell you something about Janie's highs. Janie's highs were higher than anybody needed to go. And the book around NBC, even for the low-level employees, when Pauly's on one of her high phases, you can always nail her.
Wow.
That's what we all used to say at NBC. Brokaw especially. I say, is Janie, what's the mood? I check when I get there. Of course, rolling in NBC. 30 Rock at 4:30 in the morning. I would say to my desk assistant, how's Pauly's mood? And if they said sky high, I could count on a pre-show right for Pauly. Pauly would take care of me in the edit suite.
Wow.
It would be delightful.
What about after she left the show?
Willard.
Oh.
Now, that was...
I'm just recounting the days of the...
Yeah.
Of the Fantastic Today Show, when Willard would always pretend to leave his fly open.
What about, as long as we're on this topic?
Yes.
Didn't Gene Shalit fill in occasionally as well when Pauly wasn't in the mood?
Yeah, Shalit was kind of our utility player. Mm-hmm. People don't realize
catcher.
He could be on Willard's birthdays for the Smuckers. Because Gene Shalit is, in fact, 113 years old.
Wow.
That is, and he does not color his hair normally. It is actually all fake hair.
Huh.
All artificial. He's not only losing his hair, it's gone. We call Willard the towel rack.
Wow.
All
what a
right.
compliment.
Okay, guys.
That's what we call Willard.
I get jokes.
Surely.
I get jokes.
Yeah. Willard Scott is one of my close personal friends at NBC Nightly News. All the good ones are gone, though. Brinkley.
Yeah.
Huntley.
When's the last time?
John Chancellor.
When's the last time you got liquored up and laid with your good friend Willard Scott?
Well, Willard and I still manage to see each other when I come to D.C. Of course, I'm in New York now, where Nightly News originates. And Willard's a good man. I like Willard, and Willard prefers the beverage of choice when I sit down is Wild Turkey with Scott and Brokaw. Scott and Brokaw will kill a bottle of Wild Turkey faster than Saddam Hussein can dive in a hole. There's no doubt. We call Willard the towel rack. Ask me why they called him.
I got it the first time.
Would you like to ask me why they called him Roger Mudd?
No, no, I don't.
We have all sorts of fantastic stories.
Mr. Spicoli.
I'll tell you, he was a newsman.
You're on very dangerous ground.
He could get to the bottom of the story. There was no doubt about it.
Yeah, he would dig.
He would dig deep.
He would dig very deep.
It was amazing. You know, if we ever had somebody who was uncooperative at NBC Nightly News, we'd just send them into the edit suite with mud. And when they'd come out, he'd have a full story. It would be amazing.
Roger Mudd was not afraid to get a little dirt under his fingernails.
Not a bit. Roger Mudd would always dig deep for the story, and he wouldn't mind if he had to kiss a little butt to get it. You know, sometimes you have to make friends in odd places, and Roger Mudd was the right man for the job.
So who are you
always, always basically getting close to executives.
Who are you picking to win the election? I know that you've got the stuff you're supposed to be.
I'm going to go out
in the middle.
Tom Brokaw with commentary. The fight between President Bush and John Kerry has spilled over into the psyche of the American people. Thusly, I go on record right now as predicting an overwhelming upset by Ralph Nader, who will casually waltz into the White House as John Kerry and George Bush fight
that
themselves to the death.
That is impossible.
I believe it can happen statistically. I've analyzed that.
How can it happen? And say statistically again, please.
As a young cub reporter, I saw many things on the campaign trail as Tom Brokaw in my days in the Midwest.
Yeah.
And I believe that anything in the American political sphere is popular. I mean, excuse me, is possible.
Possible?
I believe it can happen, and mark my words, this is off the record for you. Brokaw de Geronimo. But Tom Brokaw, ABC Nightly News, will tell you that right now, there's an outside chance that I'm having a stroke. I'm having a minor stroke.
Oh, dear. Get out your alabaster spit cup.
Where's my drool cup? A little alabaster and 14 karat gold.
Your drool cup.
I have. I can only visit very briefly, and then it's up to New York for the big speech from Dee Dee. Damn dummy.
So
Bob Schieffer has male and female parts.
Are you for Kerry or Bush? As a citizen, who will you vote for?
Why don't you ask me the right question? As a man, who do I prefer the company of?
The man.
Without a doubt, John Kerry.
Yeah.
He's a much more sensitive, caring fellow.
Have you?
He's a lot more fun to go to the cabin with.
Have you tried them both out, so to speak?
I have indeed. In the in his young days, I was with the little brat boy, as we used to call George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
It was daddy this, daddy that, daddy that. No time for that for Brokaw. And really, not someone who can relate to the greatest generation.
Right.
That's just my opinion. I'm Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News, looking forward to seeing my old pal Willard. If he's sunning himself out by his pool, it'll be much like seeing a radio tower. It should be big fun. You didn't know that. Ann Curry.
And Curry.
Say no more. No more is necessary.
We got a break. We'll take the first two calls right now for a low-budget Jeopardy.
We used to call Ann Curry the hatchery.
877-365-3030.
Yeah, I see fish.
You know the phone number. Call now. Two callers for the low-budget Jeopardy.
Always good to be with you, Don. NBC Nightly News, Tom Brokaw.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why don't we let Jeff Greenfield have a go at it first?
No, let me have a go at it.
Go ahead, Dan.
I wish to say that we all look forward with great pleasure to 4 years of wonderful, inspiring speeches, full of wit, poetry, music, love, and affection. Plus more goddamn nonsense. The other is that...
You can't say that on the air, Mr. Green.
Well, I'm not on the air. I was amused to read that Ross...
David, let me just go in and say, we are on the air.
The Don and Mike Show.
Is it the Don and Mike Show? You bet.
That's the way it works at NBC. That's why we sent him over to ABC.
Oh, Brinkley?
When it's PDS time, that's when it's always time for the guys to go to ABC. And I'm in PDS time myself and have been for several weeks now.
PDS?
Yeah. Tom Brokaw, Picking Dead Skin.
Oh.
That's how I amuse myself in my office at 30 Rock. Picking Dead Skin.
So David Brinkley was a big one into PDS.
And he liked them young.
Like, well, never mind, I want to ask.
Yeah, there wasn't an intern that Brinkley didn't go for.
Hold on, just let me make sure. I screwed up the machine, never mind. Let's play Low Budget Jeopardy. I was looking for the Larry King tape, A boy.
I'm Tom Brokaw.
A boy.
Let's play the game.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. I'm Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. Now entering the studio as a marketing rep from Reno, Nevada. Let's say hi to Don Younger.
And here, hey, Don. Hello, Don.
Hey, Tom. Hello, Q.
And now entering the studio is challenger number two, a salesman from Spokane, Washington. Let's say hi to Scott Logsdon.
Hello, Scott.
Mr. Brokaw, LQ, how are you anyway?
Howdy, boys.
And now entering the studio, Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News, a host of Low Budget Jeopardy. I say to Don and Scott, I don't screw with LQ and say hi to Alex or Brett Geronimo.
All right, thank you, boys. And here are your categories. They are guests this week on the Don and Mike Show.
I would be at a disadvantage being in New York City all week.
Fantasy draft. Who got who?
I enjoy the NFL.
At the GOP convention.
Now you're talking my lingo.
Hey, good going. That's another L word.
Yeah, I'm practicing. I'm doing tongue exercises as I pick my dead skin.
Which sold more and now in theaters?
Why don't you run through them again for our challengers?
We have guests this week on the show.
Katie and I.
Fantasy draft. Who got who?
Incorrect.
At the GOP convention.
Lankery.
Which sold more.
Yeah.
And new in theaters.
Willard.
Don Reno, listening on the buzz. We'll start with you, Don.
GOP convention for one.
Out of all right.
The city that is hosting this elections gala.
What is New York City?
Righto.
$1 for Don Younger of Reno, Nevada, and I have to share something with you.
What's that?
The sore on my thigh is weeping.
First name for two. First names.
I shouldn't rub it. No.
First names of the Bush twins.
Barbara and... Who are Barbara and...
I'm sorry, he's a taskmaster. As
I'm weeping for you.
Scott, a chance for you to steal.
Who are Barbara and Jenna?
Yeah. $2. Barbara and Jenna, right.
$2 and a dumber two you won't ever meet.
GOP for three.
He was the Republican who influenced Arnold Schwarzenegger to join the Republicans.
Not a clue.
Don, your chance to steal.
Who is Nixon?
Right, Nixon, that's right. Smart move.
I shouldn't pick at it.
No.
But as you all know, from pain comes pleasure.
Wow.
Okay. Scott, you're in control.
Fantasy draft for one.
I dare you to eat your scab.
Hold on.
Tom Brokaw.
Here we go. Pick away. Tom Brokaw.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, Tom.
Mm.
Tom.
That's a tasty scab.
Oh.
I've eaten my scab on the Donna Mike Show.
No idea.
Delicioso.
Go ahead, please.
That he can say. Select again, we've lost
who's
our
in charge?
Scott's in control.
Scott.
Fantasy draft for one.
Fantasy draft. I hope you were listening yesterday. Who got who? For one, who got Michael Vick? Or he got Michael Vick.
Who is Buzz Burbank?
Right.
$1 for Scott. Select again, please.
Fantasy draft for two, please.
He got Priest Holmes.
Who is Michael Mara?
Negative.
Don, your chance to steal.
Who is Bart?
Negative. No. Joe Ardinger.
Scott, you're in control.
Fantasy draft for three.
This person got the Baltimore Ravens defense.
Who is B.A.?
Right, well...
Yeah, I see fish.
$3 for you, Scotty.
It was kind of a giveaway because she's the only woman. It was either he or she, so there you go. That's for you.
Very good.
Select again, please.
Guess this week on Don and Mike.
I guess this week on the show, he's Mr. DreamWorks.
Who is Jeffrey Katzenberger?
we need a ruling from the judges.
Sorry.
Berg, he corrected himself before we said anything.
It's close enough. Katzenberger.
Jeffrey Katzenberger. I've shortened it. The Katzenjammer kids.
Go again, please.
Guest this week for two.
TV show weatherman.
Don't know.
Don, your chance to steal.
Don't know.
No, of course, it's Dave Berg.
No.
It's Dave Price.
Dave Price.
I'm kidding, of course.
And Scott, you're in control.
Berg, Berg. Finish up for three.
Does this smell infected to you?
Oh. Yeah, you're right, Buzz Berger. Guests on the show this week for three. He's the Wing King from this city.
What is Buffalo?
Right, we had the Wing King on from Buffalo yesterday.
$3 for Scott. You're still in control, and you've got a commanding lead in low-budget Jeopardy.
Which sold more for one?
Okay, now, these are all about the Backstreet Boys. I'm going to give you a which sold more. Which sold more, the Backstreet Boys album, Black and Blue, or the album John Denver's Greatest Hits?
What is John Denver's Greatest Hits?
That's right.
That's a good pull. Scott, you've got a very big lead. Select again.
Which sold more for two?
The Backstreet Boys album, Millennium, or the Beatles album, Abbey Road?
What is the Beatles?
Don, your chance to steal.
What is Millennium?
That's right.
You sound like I'm rubbing off on you, Don. You're of Reno, Nevada.
That would be $13 million to $12
million. That's significant coinage. It sounds like one of my contracts. Yuck, yuck.
All right, words.
Select again, Don.
We'll still more for three.
Okay, here's a great one. Backstreet Boys, their original album, Backstreet Boys, or Led Zeppelin, Physical Graffiti.
What is Backstreet Boys?
Scott, your chance to steal.
What is Physical Graffiti?
Yeah, you see, at least there's some justice in the world, although listen how close this is. As of
yesterday.
Physical Graffiti, 15.2 million copies. Backstreet Boys, 14.9 million.
Is there no justice in the world?
No. Thank you, Tom.
And Scott, you're in control.
Now in theaters for one, please.
New in theaters for one. Stars Reese Witherspoon.
Don't know.
Don, your chance to steal.
What is Winter's Park?
No.
What is that? No, Vanity Fair. It's one of those dumb period pieces. And I don't mean it's a piece about women having their periods.
Vanity Fair, a period piece.
Yeah. Sure.
I like that. I like that kind of humor. Period humor. Scott, you're in control.
No, in theaters for two, please.
Star Seth Green. Dude, this is a one. You know this one.
Don, your chance to steal.
What is...
I have it.
Yeah, Tom.
My favorite pick-a-click. What is Without a Paddle?
Right, Without a Paddle.
Damn funny stuff. And I dislike cinema as a rule. All right, Don, Scott, you're in control.
Now in theaters for three, please.
All right, last question on the big board. Stars Scott Baio.
What is The Village?
Yeah, he plays one of the evil.
Yeah, right, with M. Night Shyamalan.
Don, your chance to steal.
What is Open Water?
No.
Wishful thinking.
That's good. Not good enough for a dollar, but it's good. The answer is Super Babies, Baby Geniuses 2.
That's the one he could get. And that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
That's it. And now we're ready for final Low Budget Jeopardy. Tom, who's got what?
Scott finishes with $14. Don Younger of Reno, Nevada has $3.
All right, listen, anything can happen in final low-budget Jeopardy. We physically force you both to bet it all, and who is the goddamn heavy breather?
It's not me. I'm breathing through my nasal passage.
No, I know. It's one of these phone guys. Which one of you phone guys is, like, breathing like this is a 976 call?
I'm just curious.
And who's old enough to remember when they were 976 calls? Who's old enough to remember that you used to be able to ring up like $1,000 worth of sex calls by just calling 976?
976.
And then when you get the bill, you say, oh, I didn't know it was, you know, $8 per word.
Back in the day of the Greatest Generation, we were unable to do that because you'd have to talk to the local operator. And you couldn't say, hey, Sarah, why don't you ring me up a phone hooker? It didn't work for Tom Brokaw.
Here's your category, guys. Final Low Budget Jeopardy. Here we go. 10 years ago today.
Today.
10 years ago today, these expansion teams officially joined the NFL. 10 years ago today, these expansion teams officially joined the NFL. Guys, need the answer in the form of question and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive my latest book, The Laziest Generation.
Hey, well.
The moving tale of anyone born from 1958 through 1960. The individuals who benefited from missing Vietnam, diminished academic standards, and the onset of modern technology. Designed to make their lives easier. From microwaves to cell phones to the internet. Find out why the laziest generation coasted to prosperity on the coattails of their parents while becoming fatter, dumber, and lazier than any preceding group. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek.
Well, now that's a little harsh.
Oh, so sorry.
Coming from a guy who can't even say Libya.
Watch it, pal. Watch it. I grew up in the School of Hard Knocks.
Let's talk to Don first, right?
Don has $3, you of the laziest generation.
Right, Don. 10 years ago, these expansion teams joined the NFL.
Who are the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Carolina Panthers?
Righto. That's a hell of a pull, Don Younger of Reno, Nevada. It could be a big one for you.
Scott, if you have the right answer, you're the big wiener.
Who are Carolina and Jacksonville?
Right.
And that means it's Scotty Logsdon of Spokane, Washington. You are our low-budget Jeopardy champion.
Hey, guys, just for snicks, 10 years ago, what team relocated? They're having a 10-year anniversary this year. St. Louis Rams.
Yeah.
Right.
St. Louis, was it really just 10 years ago?
10 years ago, all three things happened.
That's really amazing, Don.
I know my NFL.
We have a winner. We have a loser. Listen, get out of here. Goodbye. All that stuff. Don't let the screen door hit you on the way out. Here's Tom Brokaw to tell you what you want, Tom.
First of all, Scott, you doubled your score to $28. We throw in a $25 bonus for a total of $53. And for you, Don Younger of Reno, Nevada, are you ready for your fabulous prize?
Sure.
You've won an HBO Entourage.
Entourage. An HBO what?
It's a gang that follows a guy. Prize pack.
Entourage. Do it phonetically. Entourage.
Entourage.
Okay, now use
you
your professor.
You always do work it. Yes. An HBO Entourage.
There you go, Tom.
Prize pack. An all-new episode this Sunday night at 10 on 9 Central, only on HBO. Thanks for calling, and thanks for being a part of the broadcast on the day before a lengthy and well-deserved vacation for Don and Mike. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Don.
Thanks, normally, guys. Have a good vacation, guys.
In the greatest generation, Don, when we say thank you say you're welcome.
You're welcome.
I'm going to guess that Don Younger was the guy that was breathing heavily.
I'm going to guess that you're a bitter old man who still couldn't say the word Libya if it came up and bit you in the ass.
Well, I cheated for years by saying Libya, and I will continue to cheat. And with this weeping sore on my inner thigh, I will be going out to pasture soon, Don. Good luck with all of your endeavors.
Same to you, Tom.
And, of course, it's great to always see a high school classmate.
Good to see you, Tom. We were the greatest in
the world.
Wasn't Buzz an upperclassman when
you
were?
He was a senior when I was a freshman, and we always avoided Elston. Always dangerous.
Why is that? What was the problem with him?
He was a tough guy. Yeah. He was a tough guy, and you could never wrestle him to the ground because his shirts were too tight. Most likely to hunt a mammoth.
What?
We'd go mammoth hunting.
Yes. Oh, I get it.
Woolly mammoth hunting.
Woolly mammoth. Okay.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
All right, Buzz, what is your lead story? I would have got it if it was Woolly Mammoth.
Yes. Woolly Mammoth. Well, Spivak came in. It's my job to interpret what he's writing feverishly.
What is your lead story tonight, Buzz?
Today, the party that says America's safer is having security trouble at its convention.
Oh, dear me. And of course,
stay tuned.
I'm in the middle
of
that.
News and comments
Woolly
coming
Mammoth
up on the Don and Mike Show.
Tom, always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Coron Incorporated and is distributed by King World.
And, well,
I'll see you later. I'm frozen.
we'll be right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, that was Weepy Professional.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Hey, what's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Hey, machine.
What is the word?
Hotkey not assigned.
Yeah, I need to find it. You might sing it. Oh, you know what you can do here?
No, come on. Find it there.
It
oh, come on. That's cheap. That's the old way.
The Don and Mike Show.
That doesn't sound crisp and clear.
I know.
Find the one that's on the digital thing.
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
Yeah, crispy.
See, that's good. See, this one's muddy.
The Don and Mike Show.
This one's clear.
The Don and Mike Show.
That, you got that right.
High def.
And they both sound great with AC/DC, don't they?
The Don and Mike Show.
That sounds out of place like a train.
Broadcasting live from downtown Dumbass.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Time for Buzz's News and Comments. Brought to you by Daryl Max. World's number one sexual pleasure and performance enhancer. It's Dr. DeVelle.
Someone called for a doctor?
Clinically tested. Patented. Veramax. Get it. Retailers nationwide. 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, the president speaks tonight, and I assume they've beefed up security. They dragged a protester out of Madison Square Garden last night after he tried to disrupt a speech by Vice President Dick Cheney. Earlier in the day, 15 protesters disguised as young Republicans infiltrated the convention to shout down the president's chief of staff, Andrew Card. They'd smuggled in with them huge banners that read, "Stop Bush." If they can smuggle in huge banners, imagine what else could have been smuggled. Quoting a real young Republican, "I can't understand how they got through security. Easy, according to a New York newspaper that sent reporters to pose as just plain folk. The reporters easily convinced delegates to give up their security passes. One delegate said, I wanted to keep mine for a souvenir, but here, have a good time. And the passes were easy to use because they don't even bear the delegate's name, much less a photograph.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, that makes you feel kind of hinky.
Can I say that in all the years that we've gone to the Super Bowl for, we use this word loosely, our coverage, at least we have to get like a photo ID to walk around the stadium.
Right.
And that
I'm
was
amazed.
Even pre-9/11.
Very surprising, isn't it?
So in the Democratic Convention, didn't you have to have a picture ID?
That's what I heard.
I thought so.
Yeah. But the New York Post or New York Daily News, one of those papers, sent in reporters yesterday and had no trouble at all.
Wow.
Heck, they even let Michael Moore back into the building yesterday. But his credentials are legit because he got USA Today to send him there as a columnist. He was not booed and jeered this time. However, there was no Senator McCain on the podium to fire up the crowd as there had been the other night when Moore was escorted out of the building.
And, you know, his sister doesn't get any of the headlines, Demi. But no. I want to tell you something. I don't think we've ever done Demi Moore.
His daughter
Moore.
Did.
Who's that?
Mandy.
Mandy. Right.
And his Aunt Melba.
No.
Jesse Jackson.
Brother Roger.
Yeah, well, that's, I think...
His British brother, Roger.
Started originally there.
Brother.
But I don't think we'd ever done Demi Moore with Roger Moore.
And, of course, his dad.
Hobb.
That's right.
Hobb Moore.
Hobb Moore, the morning man.
Cousin Mary Tyler.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, enough.
Jesse Jackson, meanwhile...
No good, Buzz. It's just now, if we're going to be playing the Moore
it's
game.
A challenge.
The Moore game?
No.
No.
Never mind.
All right, then. Jesse Jackson was protesting outside the convention yesterday and proving he still knows his audience.
Their great-grandfather.
Who's that?
Benjamin.
Benjamin Moore. Okay, the paint guy. Okay.
Thank you. Yes, Jesse Jackson still knows his audience. Mm-hmm. After thousands of protesters had marched behind him to the steps of Madison Square Garden, he turned and asked them to pray. It was an uncomfortable moment.
This you should not do. You should not say he's an animal.
Uh-huh.
Should not say he's Jacko.
Jacko.
I'm not a Jacko.
Jacko.
It was an uncomfortable moment when Jesse Jackson asked the protesters to pray, especially for the group immediately behind
Jacko
him.
Jacko Jackson.
Atheists for Kerry.
Oh, my God.
They were a little uncomfortable.
That's good, bud.
Know your audience.
That's good. You didn't make that up,
no,
right?
That's a true story.
Would like to have everybody pray. Just turn around and pray.
Hey, Arnold Schwarzenegger, what's happening?
Even the atheists of Jesse Jackson. There we go.
I don't sound anything like that.
That's right.
And for that bastard, you still always remember. Because it makes me
so, so sour. And it is not a fine hour.
No.
And I will go to the Watchtower. Melba Moore. Mary Tyler Moore. Which one do you think is a whore?
Proving once again that Homeland Security begins at home.
Yeah.
The Air Force is promising to be more careful with its tear gas. That's part of the official apology to some folks just outside Tucson, Arizona, who wonder just how much safer America is.
Yeah, I see fish.
More than two dozen people were choking, hacking, crying, and gasping for breath after the Air Force sent the tear gas into their suburb.
Oh, dear.
Here's another guy who went to school with Buzz and Tom Brokaw. And now,
he taught me how to fight.
He's going to talk about his gay lover here.
Oh.
Listen now.
John.
Remember him.
Oh.
John Dean.
Oh.
Well, this is
incredible.
Wrong John. It's John Dean was his gay lover, not John Pop.
I'm
confused.
This Tucson gassing happened back in February during a training exercise. Officials blame human error, hence the need for training, and changing wind directions. They say a commander, a lieutenant, and a non-commissioned officer have all been reprimanded. Quoting a resident who's all better now, I'm glad they provided an explanation, but it never should have taken them 6 months.
Is that what the doctor wrote? All better now.
Yes, all better now.
All better now.
You're all better now.
You keep your right foot in, you put your left foot out, you lean your torso over, and you point your finger out.
Hold on, I got it somewhere. I got the song here.
You make a funny face. You make a funny face to a person, thing, or place. Now you're doing the Lindy. Everybody's doing the Lindy.
It's the pose American soldier Lindy England took as she mocked and tortured military prisoners in Iraq.
Baby.
Now the pose is turning up in everyone's summer vacation photos and wedding photos and just for fun photos.
Okay, now all the kids, take off your clothes and get a big pile here.
There we go.
Do the Lindy.
You torture all the prisoners and you shake it all about.
Then you smile at the camera and you say I'm number one.
That's what it's all about.
Today, there's even a website for all these photos that people have taken with this pose in their summer vacations and weddings and other occasions.
What is the website, Buzz?
I don't have that in front of me because I didn't want to publicize them.
Oh, I was just curious.
It does exist. You'll find it. Google search and you'll find it.
Okay.
Look for the Lindy. Oh, and don't forget the cigarette hanging from your lips.
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
Finishing touch. People have different ways of honoring war heroes. In New York State Capitol, they've done some reduction surgery on the statue of a soldier who fought the British to make this country free. The statue was of a Continental Army soldier known as Copper John. And the statue normally stands outside a prison, the Auburn Correctional Facility in Albany, but the statue was taken down recently for cleaning. One of the things the workers say they were also told to do was to give Copper John a smaller package. A crotch reduction, if you will.
I think that reminds me of
Michael Soares.
State officials refused to discuss this, but prison guards have started wearing T-shirts to cleverly protest the downsizing.
What the heck is that?
We're getting some CB interference.
Who's thinking about that?
Michael Soares.
A little too much.
Michael Soares.
You're not going to believe it.
Uh-huh. And Michael Jackson has once again asked for a reduction in his bail. And once again, he's been denied.
You already played the Jacko tape once because of Jesse Jackson.
Premature Jacko.
Different Jackson.
This you should not,
Jacko.
You should not say he's an animal.
Jacko.
You should not say he's Jacko. I'm not a Jacko.
I'm not a Jacko. Don't call me Jacko.
Jacko.
The judge in the case says there's evidence that Michael planned to flee to Brazil with his young accuser and the boy's family.
Ain't Brazil where you know he'd end up.
Oh, sure.
I mean, out of anywhere in the world.
I love Brazil.
Brazilian boys.
Where the wax comes from.
All the young boys.
Jesus juice.
God.
The evidence was put together for the court by a grand jury, and the judge says it includes evidence that Michael tried to take the family to Brazil against their will. So the judge says the $3 million bail stays.
You know, I'll get on the plane, and I want you to go. And we're going to have fun because they've got beaches, and it's warm, and it's nice.
You know what's in Brazil?
What?
A boy.
A boy. Fantastic. And I'll build an amusement park.
A boy.
One of the other...
lying in bed. A boy.
One of the other terms of Jackson's bail, he's had to surrender his passport. With his bail money back, he could hire a private jet.
Remember, you
perhaps not.
Can't spell passport without ass.
That's
Yay.
Right. Hey, whoever thought we'd be glad there's such a thing as genital warts? Sure, they're a danger to your health and your reproductive system, but without the warts, we wouldn't have the wart cream, and without the cream, we wouldn't have stumbled upon a cure for skin cancer.
Hey!
Unlike previous treatments, this one doesn't hurt. In fact, it boosts your immune system in the process. The Australian government has just approved the sale of let me take another run at this.
Okay.
Imiquat. No, that's not right. Imiquimod. I finally got it. Imiquimod cream.
All
Imiquimod,
I know. Because you said Imiquat, and
yeah.
You know, Imiquat rhymes with you got to be careful.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it would go great with butt paste,
uh-huh.
which is available at Walmart.
That's
so
right.
This stuff seriously cures skin cancer.
According to the Australian government that's just approved it for this use, Imiquimod cream is a cure for skin cancer that's only skin deep, superficial basal cell carcinoma. But now the cream's being tested as a treatment for melanoma, breast cancer, and cervical cancer as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just a cream. What about poison ivy? What if you have poison ivy, yesterday?
Your forehead is bubbly a little bit.
Yeah, well, absolutely it is.
Oh, you try it. What could it hurt?
And is it good on crackers?
I'm sure it is.
Can you get it in this country?
Imiquimod. I don't know. I haven't checked into that yet. Right. But, you know, I'll have an answer when we get back on vacation.
Very
you know,
good. Research
you know, Buzz, if it's illegal or from another country, he'll have it for you.
He'll have
come back from vacation.
Let me check my basement.
That's right. And there's nothing more trustworthy than an Australian doctor.
No, now, come on. So get me some of that cream.
Imiquimod.
And also two bottles of that other stuff that I like so bad.
Uh-huh.
That absinthe
yes,
stuff.
Right.
Two bottles bottles of that.
All right.
Any BK?
A butt paste? Yeah.
And nothing for Rob. He thinks they're all like Kangaroo Jack.
That's what it is. It's all nutsy down there.
And a box of Cuban cigars.
Different men like different things about women. Some guys are still leg men. For some, the question is, does baby got back? While others long for a balcony from which you could perform Shakespeare.
Well, here I go again.
Michael Sorge, don't you run and bow.
Hi.
A new study says what you like says something specific about your personality. At Illinois University, a psychology professor had young men look at thousands of pictures of nude women.
Now, do you have the results of this?
I do.
All right, should we poll ourselves right now? You're a breast man.
Yeah, hello, that's a shock.
I am definitely a butt man.
Mm-hmm. Rob?
I like it all, but I would have to say mostly a leg man.
A leg man, Rob.
We have a nice cross section. I guess at this point I'd have to say a butt man.
A butt.
How are you?
Okay. All right. So this woman psychologist, had all these young men after looking at these thousands of pictures of nude women, had them vote for the ones they liked.
And time goes on.
She could then see how their tastes ran. She was disappointed, she says, to see that there really are just three categories.
Right.
And then she gave the guys personality tests to see how that would match up. And here are your answers.
Where did you get that next thing?
Guys who like busty women.
That would be me, I do.
Prove to be outgoing, show-offy,
yeah.
Independent,
right.
And not so inclined to help other people.
Well, yeah.
Leg man.
I mean, I'm not really outgoing. Actually, I'm introverted, but all the other stuff
but
I'd
you,
say.
You do help other people.
But you're showy.
You just don't.
Yeah, all that. Yeah, I'm guilty.
You're a show business guy. And now, Rob is the leg man.
Rob says he's a leg man. Leg men were found in this study to be willing to help others, and yet they are still socially active, still fairly outgoing.
Yeah, that's right.
Men who answer the call of the booty were very organized. But lacking in self... but lacking in self-confidence and socially needy. They need the company of other people.
Wrong, wrong, and wrong.
Yeah, well, maybe they should continue the study.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, it's a study about women.
Right. So you just think it'd be a good excuse to play the new jingle.
Yeah, well, you know, we don't have a regular jingle like I've been playing for all of us. Here's the jingle for our producer who has all of those attributes.
Once again, I've changed my mind again. I do like that one.
Oh, you're a flip-flopper like John Kerry.
I know I am. I'm terrible.
Now, your eye color, meanwhile, can say a lot about your drinking habits. A new study indicates that people with blue eyes are more likely to drink to get the courage to face social situations.
What color are your eyes, Mike?
Red.
No, come on, really.
Bloodshot.
Come on, what are they?
Blue.
Gray-blue.
Now, Norway has a lot of blue-eyed people, and a lot of Norwegians drink themselves under the table on weekends when they face social situations, and may not drink during the week, but just drink themselves until they pass out on the weekends.
I get it. Let's hear it for blue-eyed people. That means, of course, it's Nazi time.
A university study in the more peace-loving Norway.
Save the Nazi stuff for Arnold.
Okay. The study in Norway says blue-eyed folks tend to be more shy than people of other eye colors.
Yeah.
But judge not a person on the color of their eyes.
Okay with that, please.
Now, I'm not going to Mars until they improve the food, and I'll tell you why.
I'll drink to that.
When we come back.
Okay, Slick Guy, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ready to pick you up and shake you in a figure eight. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Yeah.
I said, son!
Now, me and Homer Jones and Big John Pellet.
Yeah.
Big Crafty, going back in the attic.
I said, Jerry!
I kept rolling them seven.
Well, you're hot. You're hot.
Empire.
I said, thanks a lot.
What's the good I can do no wrong?
God, only on the last show before vacation would I play this.
Fantastic.
Yeah. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
God.
The judgy old buddy, old pal, old friend of mine, you take off that robe, you come back here. He said, 90 days, Jerry. When you're hot, you're hot. I said, thanks a lot.
Wow.
Oh, God.
I can't hear Jerry Reed without clouding up.
My attorney will be in touch.
Goodbye, turkey.
Goodbye, turkey.
Oh, man. Were you hot?
But you're hot. You're hot. I said, thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Right. Jerry.
By Jerry Reed.
Oh, what
Jerry Reed.
What a great song. Jerry what a Reed. Great performer. And here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna. Mike, well, as I said, I'm not going to Mars until they improve the food. Having enough food and water is one of the big obstacles for a human mission to Mars. So scientists at Purdue University near our affiliate city of Lafayette, Louisiana, are experimenting to see which plants grow well in human waste. They say water extracted from those plants could then be used for drinking.
Oh.
Or for growing other more edible plants. NASA has even loaned these scientists one of its $50,000 special spacecraft toilets.
This water tastes like crap.
To collect raw materials for the experiment.
I'm like,
this is not the best water I've ever had.
And here's
your sign said 100% guarantee.
Excuse me, Brad. Or whatever your name is.
Yeah, Brad. It was Brad. Yeah, Brad. Bradley.
Here's milk from your eye. A construction worker in Turkey has just set a world record for squirting milk out of his eye. Ilker Yilmaz has an anomaly in his tear duct. He pours the milk into his hand, snorts it up his nose, mouth closed, and then while holding his nose, forces the milk out of his eye.
I'm no homo. I'm remotely turned on by this.
Why am I not surprised?
Because it goes back to my whole other thing.
Yeah.
About women.
The laser-like stream of milk extended well over 9 feet from Ilker's eye. Don needs to sit down for this
part. Would you repeat that last line?
The laser-like stream of milk extended well over 9 feet from Ilker's eye.
Buzz?
Yes?
The other music, please, Robin. Oh, you like the other? My music. My sex music. One more time, please, Buzz.
The laser-like stream of milk,
this is disturbing,
extended well over 9 feet from Ilker's eye.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
976 Buzz. Thank you, Buzz.
You're welcome.
You. Thank you.
The 28-year-old says he's proud to represent Turkey this way and hopes the Guinness Book will certify the record. The current record holder is a Canadian who shot his liquid of choice just under 9 feet.
There's no reason to be playing this.
Of course there's not.
There is no reason whatsoever.
Except for Hoopy Tired, and I want to say, she's had her 3-month anniversary. 3 months is our producer.
Congratulations.
Yep, she's made it.
The radio indecency witch hunt continues.
Oh.
In Singapore.
Oh, that was so nasty.
In Singapore, where people get their burnt toast and coffee time from a show called Morning Madness. A DJ apparently decided to challenge the censorship laws in Singapore, in a land where the government's banned Cosmopolitan magazine for the last 22 years. He talked about hotel porn and what color underwear one might find under a school uniform.
I know where that was. She's not, but let me just say.
Right.
Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine.
He is not from Singapore.
Oh, my darling Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. She's really from North Carolina. Oh, my darling Clementine.
The government says the comments from the DJ promoted premarital sex and promiscuity. The DJ has now been fined $30,000.
I'm surprised he was, like, beheaded or something.
Yeah, no. Internet chat rooms have caught on so fast in China. The public schools there have started teaching a course on what real love is. Schools in Shanghai have started teaching more poetry and literature on the subject of love as opposed to the kind a 15-year-old might find online. And that's even with the censored internet they have in China.
They should just listen to that Foreigner album. I want to know what love is.
You're feeling musical and whimsical. Yeah, are inspired.
That's good. And then, they are foreigners.
When you're hot, you're hot. Yeah, I said, thanks a lot. And then, old judge, old buddy, old fishing, old pal of mine. Out of days, Jerry.
He loves the Jerry.
When you hot, you hot. That's it. Thanks a lot.
In Bangkok.
God, why is the last show before vacation always like this? I mean, I guess this is good.
Yes,
it is. If you know Jerry Reed and the song.
It's very good, Turkey.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Uh-huh. And I said, thanks a lot.
Hi, Jerry.
And in Bangkok. They've had to put up signs on city buses warning student commuters not to have sex on the bus.
I was there one night.
Traditionally, one night in Bangkok?
Yeah. Okay.
Traditionally, Thailand is a conservative Buddhist country where public displays of affection are rare. But Bangkok also has a booming sex industry, and it's full of young people hungry for Western culture, which isn't quite so conservative. Student sex on the bus is a problem, especially in the evenings, and quoting one transit official, especially on the air-conditioned Route 12.
Oh, ew.
What's crazier than a woman with a house full of cats? A man with a house full of birds. Dateline Evansville, Indiana, where the only thing that outweighed the 80 birds was the coating of bird droppings that covered the floors and the furniture.
Oh, come
stay
on
cool.
In.
Stay cool.
Thanks. Take your shoes off. It was so foul, officials took away the man's 11-year-old son.
Yeah, I see fish.
The house was condemned for human occupation by firefighters in hazmat suits. There were so many parakeets, parrots, and cockatiels, the animal shelter couldn't take them all.
Yeah, I see fish.
So officials left the birds in the house for now.
Birds. Just birds. Leave them in there.
Well, perhaps we could introduce the Birdman of Evansville to the Cat Lady of St. Clair, Missouri. Officials found 250 animals at her place, most of which were cats. Oh. It's already cost the Humane Society 100...
Look at the size of that one. Oh, my God, Jerry. When you hot, you hot.
Hot to thank you, lot.
It's already cost the Humane Society $100,000 to care for all those animals. People who fill their homes with animals are called animal hoarders. This woman now faces animal abuse charges.
What
along
the hell are they putting in their cat dish? Gold squatter? Oh, look at this house,
you guys.
Look at this house.
All we need now is when you're hot, you're hot by Jerry Reed, and I think the show will officially have careened out of control.
Look at these animals. The woman now faces animal abuse charges, along with a charge of failure to dispose of a dead animal. It's enough to drive a monkey to smoke, as Don told you the other day. And finally, an update on the college students.
Never mind, Rob. We'll let it go. Wait until Christmas time. Till our next vacation. Okay. Then we'll end with when you're hot and all the animal sound effects.
That is a request, and I hope you remember that.
Happy holidays, everybody.
We'll look forward. Finally, an update on the college student who was arrested for clogging the toilet at a rest stop in Montana. He said, he said nature called. The park ranger said it was vandalism. The student admits he wasn't feeling well and needed lots of paper product. His mother went public with this story to, quoting her, bring the injustice to light.
Mm.
And the town of York, Pennsylvania, like a lot of towns its size, has a money crisis. Quoting a city councilman, we can't even afford toilet paper. Problem solved for now. Someone has donated anonymously a case of the stuff. They may have to spend like paupers at City Hall tonight. They wipe like kings. I'm Buzz Burbank.
I'm Buzz.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we
shocking.
Buzz took his crazy pills today, didn't he?
That's right.
I said, we gotta go. Let's see. Thanks to Dave Price.
Yeah.
From the early show.
Very nice man, and he made an offer to be a regular visitor
on this show. The early show, that's his show, on CBS. That's it, we got to go. Be safe. Have a great Labor Day holiday, everybody. We'll be back on Monday, September 20.
Yes.
That's right. Please stay tuned for The Best Of, which will be hosted by Bobo Spiewak.
Right on.
Actually, be talking and everything.
His
favorite episode.
When you're hot.
Yeah, you brought up a lot of that with Jerry Reed.
Yeah. I said, thanks a lot. I love you, Fred. I love you, Bart. Be safe, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Good luck.
Shh. I know.
It's a secret.
Okay.
You ruined all my secrets.
I didn't say nothing.
I can't have no fun at all.
I didn't say nothing.
In 90 days, Jerry.
My attorney will be in touch.
You're hot, you're hot. I said, thanks a lot. Ron and Fez are next on many stations. Yeah. Please listen to them. And you.
90 days, Jerry. When you hot, you hot. And I said, thanks a lot. Okay.
White.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your life. Log on to WJFK.matchnews.com.